Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's an opportunity for you to tune in and hear about all the latest medical advances, so with an emphasis on natural alternatives. We combine the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We call that intelligent medicine, the deployment of all the things that can keep you well, and address your health concerns. Our number, 877-726-8255. We invite calls with questions or comments. Perhaps you have experienced the benefits of some form of natural therapy. We'd like to share that with our audience. 877-726-8255, our number. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, who experienced a horrific injury to begin the 2023-2024 football season for the Jets. He was the great hope that the Jets would compete in the playoffs, but after the fourth play, he had an injury. We'll talk a little bit about that. And about his potential for recovery, with lessons for those of you who don't engage in professional sports. Maybe you're a pickleball player or a tennis player or someone who just likes to hike. 877-726-8255, our number. Lots more stories to share with you this weekend. And let's talk a little bit about ultra-processed foods. By the way, just I want to mention that during the broadcast, I'll be watching my phone because I have an app that tells me where one of my training mates this summer, I did a lot of long bike rides with her, is at this very moment competing in an Ironman triathlon. She's out at Jones Beach, which is 25 miles from where I'm sitting in Midtown Manhattan. I'm warm and dry. She's exposed to some inclement weather out there. It's windy, a little drizzly, and for the swim portion of the event, it's a very, very challenging event. It's a 1.2-mile swim followed by a 55-mile bike ride, and then to cap it off, a half marathon, 13.1 miles. So she's out there, and my app tells me that she's completed the bike leg. Congratulations, Angie. Now you only have to run for 13 miles. So I expect that throughout this program, which lasts 2 hours, she's going to be out there on the course because it takes a while to run 13 miles. And we can apprise you of her progress courtesy of an amazing app, an app that tells you where your buddies and family members are on the course. It's actually a map with a little avatar that shows where they're chugging along on the course. and how much progress they're making, how much time it is estimated before they finish. So anticipating a very big celebration as he completes something that she's been training hard for and that I trained with her over the summer. Me, I'm sitting here warm and dry broadcasting with you. And I'm very happy to be here. 877-726-8255. Okay, ultra-processed foods. Interesting study here just came out. We talk about ultra-processed foods, sometimes referred to as the SAD diet. SAD stands for the Standard American Diet, which calorically is around half ultra-processed foods. That means foods divorced from their origins that are laced with additives and flavorings and are highly processed, to which oils, emulsifiers, flavoring agents, and various things have been added. And certainly lots of sugar, lots of fat is often added. And so our diets are rife with ultra-processed foods, baked goods, candies, many of the prepared goods that we get in the frozen food aisle. These are the processed foods that we eat. And when it comes to meat, yeah, there's processed meat, you know, luncheon meats, and then there's unprocessed meat, which is your New York strip steak. And then when it comes to carbohydrates, you know, you can bake a potato, but you can also get, you know, deliciously flavored instant mashed potatoes that are ultra processed. So, among the foods that are ultra processed, many things that are ostensibly healthy, low fat yogurt, for example, is ultra processed because they've taken the fat out of it, they've added a lot of sugar, and then maybe some fruit, maybe if you're lucky, some real fruit, but mostly flavorings. And there you have it. You think you're eating some healthy. It's got an aura of health, but it's ultra-processed. Okay, so according to this study, the paper found that women who ate the highest level of ultra-processed food had a 50% higher risk of developing depression in the future compared with those women that ate the lowest amount. A professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School told Newsweek, quote, there have been several studies which have supported an important role for diet in influencing the risk of depression. However, there have been scant data about what specific elements of diet may mediate that association. We conducted a comprehensive study which assessed whether ultra-processed foods may influence the risk of developing depression several years later. Big study, 31,712 women, age 42 to 62. They found that foods... including artificial sweeteners, by the way, because, you know, you think, oh, well, I don't eat sugar. I, you know, use NutraSweet or, you know, some of the other alternatives. Artificial sweeteners and artificially sweetened beverages are particularly bad regarding depression risk. So what's going on here? Ultra-processed foods are often bereft of beneficial nutrients. They lack vitamins, minerals, and beneficial plant compounds like polyphenols. They may lack essential fatty acids. Instead, they have bad fats like omega-6, highly processed vegetable oils. They are pro-inflammatory. And so interesting study was done. It's a very it's called a twin study, okay? And twin studies historically have been interesting. In fact, you know, this is a historical side note, a sad side note, that Dr. Mengele, the notorious doctor of the concentration camps at Auschwitz, sought out twins to conduct cruel studies because he wanted to see, you have a control, you know, and then subject one twin to something or other, some god-awful thing, and then based on the idea that they're genetically identical, you know, there's no difference. They've got the same genetic predispositions. See what would happen. Well, here's a twin study based on consumption of ultra-processed food. And there's a story here in Newsweek. It's written by one of the participants, a gal named Amy Kingston, The study was done in the UK. They fed one gal a nutritious Mediterranean diet that had virtually no ultra-processed foods. And they fed another one, another of the twins, identical twins, a diet high in ultra-processed foods. She says that during the study, Amy says, my typical breakfast was pancakes with syrup, hash brown and sausage, an instant flavored oatmeal with syrup and honey roasted nuts, or breakfast cereal with a blueberry muffin or a flavored creamy yogurt and a croissant. For lunch, I eat either a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on white bread with chocolate milk and some chips, a turkey and mayo sandwich with chips and some packaged peaches, a ravioli with cheese and cookie. Dinners was meals like cheeseburger and chips. That's the British word for French fries. Beef with mashed gravy and tinned sweet corn. A meatball sub with cheese and some crackers, a ready-made turkey quesadillas with sour cream, a Diet Coke, and a chocolate bar. There was very limited fresh food and no fruits or vegetables. And you may say, well, that's a lot of food. Maybe the other person, the other twin just ate less. No, these diets were matched calorie for calorie. So calorically, they were identical. The result was, Amy reports, she says, I felt the increase in hunger early on. Within the first meal or two, I felt a real urge to snack between meals. Changes to my mood took a bit longer, maybe about a week, but then I was noticeably lower in mood. The biggest change I noticed was being hungry all the time. And that suits the food manufacturers perfectly because, yeah, eat more, buy more, right? Despite eating more calories than my typical pre-diet, pre-study, I was waking up really hungry in the morning and didn't find my meal satisfying. I felt really tired. I constantly felt I had less energy and found it really hard to concentrate. And then at the end of the study, after just 2 weeks, she found that she'd put on weight and her blood sugar and fat levels had worsened. Meanwhile, her sister's results showed the opposite. She was slimmer and had better blood levels. And her sister didn't really feel hungry. In fact, she didn't really feel the need to eat all the food that was presented to her. She felt full, sometimes didn't even manage to finish her meals. Her mood was also better. So there you have it. The SAD diet indeed is sad. And this is something we really have to focus on if we're going to collar America's health problems. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce premier CBD chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD pet hip and joint health chews and Plus CBD pet calming care chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
At the same time, as we know, when President Biden decides that he's going to do something stupid, there is no one that's going to get in his way of accomplishing stupid.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Transparent, wireless, you don't usually hear those two words when it comes to TVs, but both will be found in the upcoming LG Signature OLED T television that debuted at the recent Consumer Electronics Show. Gilles Pereira from LG has more.
This is really an exclamation mark on 11 years being the world's number one OLED TV manufacturer. But what a great way to do it with this fantastic new technology with a transparent TV, something that sounds almost sci-fi, right, when you're talking about it. And we combine that with wireless TV and basically combine those. So it's the world's first wireless 4K OLED transparent TV. So when you're actively watching the TV, one click of a button, you have this screen that's behind the screen that literally pulls down, and that's what creates that transparent form factor.
And there's even an aquarium mode. More on this amazing TV tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And this is very exciting. My running buddy, Angie, has now completed the 55-mile bike portion of the half Ironman and is now embarking on the 13-mile run. And I can see her progress here because there's an app which tells me exactly where she is. She's about to complete mile one of the 13-mile run. Only 12 miles to go. Go, Angie. And her estimated completion time will be after the end of the show. So while you're relaxing, listening to the show, think of Angie who is churning away those miles out there in some inclement weather, challenging conditions out there at Jones Beach. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365, and you can call that number and record a question as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Can I use bergamot for cholesterol along with Ultra Meal Cardio 360?
Okay, so the question is, can you take bergamot to lower cholesterol? And so this other thing is kind of like a protein supplement, pretty good thing because it's got a lot of nutrients in it, but not particularly good for cholesterol. And so the question is, do you really need to lower your cholesterol? And, you know, that's the fundamental question before we say, can I use bergamot to lower my cholesterol? Do you really need to lower your cholesterol? And the answer might lie in an analysis of, you know, what are your problems? Do you have evidence of high cardiovascular risk? Are you hypertensive, diabetic? Do you have an elevated coronary artery calcium score, which can be ascertained with a CT scan of the coronary arteries? Do you have super high lipids? Do family members die young of heart disease? If not, you know, why do you need to lower cholesterol? I mean, everybody's in a mania about lowering cholesterol, and many people need to lower cholesterol, but not everybody needs to lower cholesterol. Now, the thing about bergamot is actually something that confers the flavor to Earl Grey tea. By the way, I just discovered Earl Grey. He was a prime minister of England during the time when, I guess they export a lot of tea from India. So, you know, they gave the name Earl Grey to the tea. It's kind of got a sweet flavor because of the bergamot. I like it. And bergamot has some benefits. It's anti-inflammatory. It lowers cholesterol a bit. For some people, it seems to have a significant effect. It can lower cholesterol 5, 10%. For others, it doesn't seem to budge cholesterol. But it doesn't just work to lower cholesterol. It's also anti-inflammatory, which is really good for the arteries. It may have blood sugar regulating effects, according to a study I'm looking at here. It's a meta-analysis of a bunch of studies, 31 different studies, that suggest it may have benefits in terms of, you know, other cardiovascular risk factors like inflammation, blood sugar, and even blood pressure. So if you were to take it to lower cholesterol, you would get additional benefits besides the simply cholesterol-lowering effects, and that can be part of a comprehensive program to prevent cardiovascular disease. It's not all about cholesterol, but many other factors. Inflammation, too. A new drug, Lodoco, which is actually a repurposed drug, colchicine, ancient drug, has now been approved for reducing HSCRP, a risk factor showing inflammation as a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver, until now. Science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%.
10%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. Caliquip is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with Caliquip. For more information and order, just go to Caliquip.com. That's Caliquip.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's Caliquip.com. Coupon code DH10 for Caliquip.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here on a weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. And we'll take some of your calls momentarily. But first, because I'm a New Yorker and because I'm a football fan, I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, the enormously successful quarterback from Green Bay, migrated to New York. A real surprise move to take the helm of the New York Jets. And there was a great deal of hoopla and anticipation as he was about to guide the Jets to playoff contention and potentially a Super Bowl. But incredibly, and I watched the game, I watched this in real time, and it was the ultimate heartbreak, because you start watching the game with great expectations for Aaron Rodgers, and he takes the snap once, twice, three times, and a linebacker comes blitzing through, knocks him over, and he falls awkwardly, and he tries to get up, and he can't get up. He has to sit down on the field. He has to be carted off the field. And, oh, my goodness, it just flashed before my eyes. The entire season gone in four plays. And as was suspected, a lot of people astutely predicted this just from the visuals on the field. He had, and if your camera hones in on it, and there's some camera views of this, he had a very swollen calf on one side. And what that suggests, when you see that, that suggests that the Achilles tendon, which connects the calf muscles to the calcaneus, which is the heel, had snapped. And it literally rolls up like a window shade. And for those of you who've experienced this, there's nothing like it in terms of injuries, because you can actually hear it. There's an audible snap as your Achilles tendon snaps like a rubber band. It's an elastic tendon that takes a lot of stress, but when it snaps, it rolls up, and you get excruciating pain, and you can no longer weight bear on that leg. And so he's carted off the field, and a lot of predictions were made. He's 39 years old. This is supposedly his last hurrah. He's going to have to spend the entire season recovering. And so what's the prognosis for Aaron Rodgers? Well, first of all, what are the risk factors for this? I mean, professional athletes get this injury. Kobe Bryant had the injury. Some prominent football players had the injury. Kobe Bryant came back, but he was never quite the same. Kevin Durant of the New Jersey and now Brooklyn Nets had the injury, and he was out for 18 months, and he came back surprisingly in full form. He was a little younger than Aaron Rodgers, who's now 39. Age is a factor in terms of recovery. And I looked at the different types of surgical options available for this, because athletes get surgery inevitably. But not everybody needs surgery. It turns out there is a non-surgical option that can kind of work. And one of the reasons why it works is that it enables earlier rehab. At first, you immobilize the foot and the ankle, and then you gradually start weight-bearing with a boot. And then you take aggressive physical therapy to promote retention of strength, because part of this is, you know, it's going to heal, but he's going to lose strength in that leg. He's going to have asymmetry, you know, one leg strong and one leg weak. He's going to lose a lot of conditioning that normally occurs just with walking, and you can't weight bear for a long time with surgery. The surgical options, they have all kinds of gadgets and apparati that enable better sewing together. It's literally sewn together. The Achilles tendon, which is an elastic tendon, is sewn together. And it's very interesting how it's done, with kind of a template through which you thread, literally suture, and kind of needle and thread approach, where you knit together the two ends. Sometimes you take a graft from somewhere else on the body to strengthen the bond. And the surgeon who did this, he operates on a lot of athletes. So, interestingly, while Aaron Rodgers is recovering at one of his homes, he's got a home in Malibu, the reporters staked out the home, and they found trucks arriving with equipment. And what was the equipment? It was hyperbaric oxygen equipment, equipment designed to provide high levels of oxygen to tissues. And indeed, that's a good strategy for promoting healing. So he's going to do all kinds of things to get back in the saddle. Very unlikely he's going to make it back this season. This is usually a season ender. But he's still on contract with the Jets, and there's still a possibility at the age of 40, which is an advanced age for a quarterback, that he, well, not for Tom Brady, but he's another story entirely, a phenom. There is a chance, and I predict a significant chance, that he will come back to helm the Jets' 2024-2025 season. And I think he may make use of growth hormone. Now, growth hormone illegal for sports, but how are they going to know whether he had growth hormone administered during his recuperative period? Because he's not going to be drug tested during the time that he's on the injured list. So this is an opportunity. Growth hormone has the potential for accelerating the healing of wounds. And maybe, just maybe, they're going to dip into their medical bag of tricks. Hyperbaric oxygen, good nutrition, aggressive physical therapy, maybe a little growth hormone to promote the healing of this wound. Because we're talking tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars are at stake here with the career of this interesting guy. Interesting, too, in the fact that he's a vaccine refusenik. He's also a guy who's experimented with microdosing psychedelic drugs. It was said that when he was trying to decide whether to leave Green Bay to come to New York, he went on a vision quest with ayahuasca, which is a psychedelic drug, to help him sort out whether he was going to make that big change. Interesting guy, and let's see what happens to him. 877-726-8255, our number. With the fall allergy season upon us, that along with lingering wildfires and other factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Now, Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair damage to cells caused by environmental pollutants, and decrease allergic reactions. Also, they can reduce sinus congestion and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, great offer, you can buy one container of NT Factor Lipids powder, which I use, and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free, and get the benefits of breathing freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. And just a note, NT Factor no longer available on FullScript. You got to call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com to order it directly. All right, 877-726-8255, our number, and let's take one of our recorded calls.
Oh, hi there. I'm just asking a question about my mom, who's got osteoporosis, and unfortunately she's on blood thinners after having a blood clot. So lots of information about collagen now. Is it worth taking collagen to help support the calcium in her bones? Question one. And question two, she's been put on calcium carbonate, which I'm not keen on. So is there better calcium she could be taking?
Okay, so let's last things first. Calcium carbonate is the least absorbable form of calcium, so it's not going to be that helpful for osteoporosis. And that calcium supplements have not been shown to be that helpful for osteoporosis. I know they were very much in vogue in the 80s and 90s. You know, take a lot of Tums, which was calcium carbonate, and you'll fix your bones. Newer studies suggest that calcium, even the better forms of calcium, like calcium citrate, more bioavailable forms of calcium, are not significantly associated with improvement in bone density. So you need a full complement of nutrients and perhaps medication. I'm not saying, but, you know, I don't know the situation here. Just taking calcium alone, even with vitamin D, may not do the trick. Other things that help, vitamin K. So back to the first part of the question. She's on oral anticoagulants. Now, one of the oral anticoagulants, warfarin or Coumadin, often you're told to be on a diet that has very little vitamin K. Now, vitamin K is a bone strengthener. So when you're on a very low vitamin K diet, that can accelerate osteoporosis. But what about the other medications where there's no contraindication to vitamin K? There are other medications that can be used besides Coumadin. So they actually looked at this, and what they found is that oral anticoagulants, blood thinners, all of them have a negative effect on bone density. They accelerate the loss of bone, interestingly. Even the ones that don't act on vitamin K, like warfarin or Coumadin. So interesting that she's got a risk factor. I mean, she's had a blood clot, so she does need to be in a blood thinner. But she needs special attention to strengthening her bones. And I didn't realize this until I looked it up. But Pradaxa, for example, one of the medications, Eliquis, Xarelto, these are non-Coumadin medications. They, too, have a higher risk for bone loss. And how many people out there have atrial fibrillation and taken these medications? They're at higher risk for bone loss because of those medications. So the take-home message is that anybody prescribed oral anticoagulation therapy better be assessed for their bone mineral density, and measures should be taken to preserve their bone, but not just vitamin D and calcium alone. Those won't do the trick, and you need a very concerted approach, including, let's not discount the importance of weight-bearing exercise for preventing osteoporosis and fractures. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-release magnesium.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainesCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainesCenter.org/events.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
In Mayfield, Kentucky, Camp Graves received a grant from the Community Foundation of West Kentucky of $150,000. The nonprofit is located in Paducah and has assisted Camp Graves since before the last tornado. Camp Graves is a nonprofit organization located in Water Valley in Graves County. Its mission is to provide temporary interim housing for those displaced by disasters. The grant will house 9 veteran residents and will renovate Camp Rendezvous. They will add a recreation room, group room, and office space for the Veterans Work Center.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Biden has to spend even more of your kids' and grandkids' credit cards. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After last week's poor GDP numbers, it's going to be much harder for businesses to grow. We don't need economists to lie for us on TV. We see stagflation on the ground. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. If you want to get in on the action with a comment or question, we're available this hour and next. And when it comes to drinking, we've been through several phases. It's kind of like, you know, the egg debate, the coffee debate. You know, coffee's bad for you. We introduced Sanka as an alternative, and then it turns out that coffee's really not so bad for you. And the same thing with eggs and saturated fat and cholesterol. But when it comes to alcohol, we've been around the block with recommendations for alcohol. I'm old enough to remember when I think it was Morley Safer of, I don't know, it was on CBS, I think, way back when in the 1980s, who came up with this idea about the French paradox. Now, this had been well known in science, but he popularized it, and he went to France and sat around in cafes drinking red wine and talking to scientists and popularizing the notion that a little bit of alcohol is heart healthy. And pretty soon you had cardiologists saying to people like, yeah, you can drink a glass or two of red wine, and, you know, don't go overboard, but it's good for your heart. And according to studies, indubitably, it was good for cardiovascular disease, not good for cardiac arrhythmias, because almost any amount of alcohol increases your risk for atrial fibrillation. And I've seen it. When I worked at the VA hospital, we used to see something. I used to dread being on call on July 4th or on Thanksgiving or on Christmas or New Year's when guys would drink a lot and then they would come in with atrial fibrillation because of what we called holiday heart, the direct effects of alcohol, toxic effects on the heart. But when it comes to atherosclerosis, there were studies that showed that moderate drinking had protective effects. So the heart protective theory was based on the finding that moderate drinkers had better cardiovascular health than both non-drinkers and heavy drinkers. Heavy drinkers, no good anyway. But non-drinkers were thought to have less good cardiovascular health. But when they reanalyzed the study, they found that a lot of these people were non-drinkers because they were in ill health. If you're in really crappy health, you might have a lower tolerance for alcohol. Or maybe you already were overdoing it with the booze, and you gave it up, so you became a non-drinker. Well, your health less good because you undermined it by drinking too much in the past. So as a result, abstainers looked relatively unhealthy, and moderate drinkers, many of whom actually had pretty balanced lifestyles, they exercised and ate well, looked pretty good. So these studies were not valid. New studies are suggesting that almost any amount of alcohol is bad for you. So a lot of people are really going cold turkey on alcohol. They don't want any because they think even a drink a week, perish the thought, it's going to have deleterious effects. Research shows that alcohol raises the chance of premature death from a variety of causes, particularly strong relationship to cancer, because alcohol breaks down into acetaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen. It damages DNA, and that damage can lead to at least 7 types of cancer. So people are stopping alcohol altogether. Should you abstain? Well, it poses a little dilemma for me because I'm going out tonight with some old friends. And what am I going to order? Am I going to order, you know, club soda? Am I going to have a, you know, wine or maybe a beer? What do I do? Well, here are the statistics on your risk. It turns out, this is based on guidelines established by the Canadian government. Canadian guidelines estimate one additional premature death in 1,000 could be attributed to alcohol for those who have 2 drinks a week. So 2 drinks a week, very moderate intake. So 1 in 1,000 risk. That risk is less than the risk of dying in a car accident. The risk increases to 1 in 100 among people who have 6 drinks per week. But the lifetime risk of dying in a car accident are 1 in 93. So when it comes to alcohol, let's have a more nuanced approach. Alcohol is a pleasurable activity, often involving socialization and relaxation. And for some people who can handle it and moderate, I maybe drink 2 times a month these days. But absolute prohibition, I'm not sure it's entirely warranted. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Shasta High School Music Department presents their 55th annual musical, Beauty and the Beast, a story about a prince who is magically transformed into a monster and a young woman whom he imprisons in his castle in exchange for her father's freedom. To break the curse, the beast must learn to love Belle and earn her love before the last petal falls from an enchanted rose. Production dates are May 2nd through the 4th and May 9th through the 11th in Reading. This award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserved seating tickets are $25 and K-12 students are only $10 for our Thursday shows. For more information, call 530-341-2988 or visit ShastaHighChoir.com. That's www.ShastaHighChoir.com.
Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump told Republican donors at his Florida resort this weekend President Biden's running what Mr. Trump calls a Gestapo administration. The Republican National Committee said after the event that joint fundraising efforts by the RNC and the campaign for April topped $76 million, by far the best monthly effort of this campaign cycle. Meanwhile, on NBC's Meet the Press, South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says he is certain of the outcome this November.
One thing that is crystal clear, that the American people now having a contrast between 4 years of Joe Biden versus 4 years of Donald Trump, they're really excited to get back to the Trump years. And so I expect the election to be fair, and I expect Donald Trump to be our next president.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has set a July primary and a September general election to fill the Newark-based U.S. House seat that opened up after Democrat Donald Payne Jr.'s recent death.
Murphy signed a writ of election required under state law. The July 16th primary will happen about a month after the state's regularly scheduled June 4th contest, followed by the general election on September 18th. The special election will determine who will serve out the remainder of Payne's term, which ends January 3rd, 2025, while the regular election process held in parallel will be for who fills the seat after that. It's not yet clear who will be running in the heavily Democratic and majority black district, which is unlikely to flip as registered Republicans are outnumbered by more than 6-1. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In Houston, floodwaters forced thousands from their homes over the weekend. More than 400 people have been rescued, but drenching rain continued today, and forecasters say the situation is going to likely worsen. At least one weather-related fatality has been reported. And a shooting in the Los Angeles area wounded 7 people, including 4 critically. Long Beach police say the suspects fled before officers arrived. No immediate information about a motive. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Wesley, you all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
20 years after Poland joined the European Union, its finance minister says the country is still not ready to adopt the euro currency.
The finance minister in the pro-European Union government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk said that membership of the eurozone was not justified at this time. He said he believed that having its own currency helped Poland avoid recession during the global financial crisis and weather other shocks. The euro is the currency of 20 EU members.
Jeremy House reporting. A rising challenger to Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is making his move at a huge political demonstration. Some 10,000 people gathered today in support of Peter Magyar, who's in less than 3 months has shot to prominence on pledges to bring an end to corruption and a declining quality of life in that Central European country. Check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis at townhall.com. Kansas soldiers may soon be going to the border to assist Texas guardsmen, and then again, maybe not.
In Topeka, the Republican-controlled legislature has given the state's National Guard a mission to help Texas officials in the dispute with the Biden administration over border security. Now, the next state budget in Kansas has $15.7 million for a mission to the U.S.-Mexico border. However, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says she's not obligated to comply because the state constitution makes her the guard's commander. Jason Walker reporting.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced a $400 million increase in federal funding for security in houses of worship. The new money adds to the nonprofit security grant program available to nonprofits to help protect facilities from potential attacks. More at townhall.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program lined up for you. I'm going to start off by, okay, so here's a warning. If you're driving, keep both hands on the wheel because I'm going to review the cost of senior care. And some of these numbers are scary, and I definitely don't want you to be swerving out of your lane or anything like that. Now, if you're at home, put down any sharp objects, put down, you know, hot coffee and that sort of thing, because you might flinch with some of these numbers. But I'm going to jump in here and cover the cost of senior care, because the costs, like everything else, they just continue to rise. And they're going to go up every single year. And some of this stuff, frankly, is getting just about unaffordable if it isn't already. So let's jump in with that exciting topic. Hey, I cover topics on this program that most other people, they avoid. I cover tough stuff. I cover uncomfortable things on the program. And if you're a new listener and one of our new affiliates, again, welcome to the program. Give it a few listens over the next few weeks and you'll get a good feel about how this is a trusted place to get accurate and reliable information that you can absolutely count on. So with some hard-hitting topics, so, and some uncomfortable, et cetera. So anyway, the cost of senior care. Let's start off with home care. So the home care services can be provided by a local, regional, or national company that provides in-home non-medical assistance on an hourly basis. So this is something different than your Medicare-certified home health agency that would send out a nurse or a physical or occupational therapist, even speech therapy to come to your home. It's covered by Medicare, and it's a medical service. Okay, this is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what I call simply home care. It's non-medical in-home assistance. Now, before the ever disgusting COVID-19 pandemic, you could expect to pay on average about $22 an hour to maybe upper $20 an hour, maybe $30 an hour on the high end of it. Okay, and that's for someone to come into your home and help with some cooking and maybe helping someone get dressed, doing some laundry, doing some light housework, maybe running some errands with the person that they're spending their time with, maybe taking them to church or doctor's appointments. They're maybe just providing some companionship. Okay, so they help out a lot in your home on an hourly basis, 22 to upper 20s, maybe $30 an hour. So what happened after COVID-19? Well, that's a good question. I could talk for, what, maybe 10 hours on that? So staffing was tough before COVID-19. After COVID-19, frankly, a lot of people left the healthcare field. They're like, nah, we're just not going to do this anymore. They found other things to do, other professions, et cetera. So staffing is even in more demand. There's more of a shortfall now after COVID-19, after the pandemic, than there was beforehand. And it was bad beforehand. So this is getting really, really bad. And guess what? You have more and more home care companies opening up, all competing for a shrinking staffing pool, a shrinking number of people interested in working in the business of home care. So then if you know about supply and demand, you have to pay them more for the top performers. And then guess what? That cost increase is passed along in the form of a higher cost per hour. So, again, 3 or 4 years ago, we were about $22 to $28, maybe $30 an hour. Now it's a solid $35 to $40 per hour. It went up a bunch. And typically, you're going to see in the home care business, you're going to see 3 or 4 hours as a minimum. So someone's going to have to drive all the way across town to come in and help you in your home. They're not going to stop by generally for 15 minutes and then take off. They're going to have a minimum number of hours per shift. Typically, I'll see 3 to 4 hours. Now, here's where it gets super expensive, and here's where you're supposed to have both hands on the wheel and put down sharp instruments, etc. If the need for home care escalates to $24 per hour, you will be paying now $25,000 to $30,000 a month. Now, I am a huge, huge, huge fan of home care. It's a fantastic service. It is what may be the difference between allowing you to stay at home and age in place or move to a senior care community. And according to the AARP, 90%, this is not a big surprise, but 90% of those interviewed said they would prefer or strongly prefer to stay at home if at all possible. So this is how you can do it. But again, if that need increases to $24 an hour, that's going to be unaffordable for, I think, so many people. And if you can afford it, that's fantastic. It's fantastic. But at some point, that may become unaffordable. All right, so that is really kind of the entry point into the world of, I'm putting up my air quotes, senior care. You need some help around the house. Maybe your spouse is getting really, really tired and they need some help taking care of another spouse. Maybe it's a single elderly person in their home, and maybe they have adult children who have all been taking shifts, and all the kids are getting overwhelmed. They're not able to be there at all times. And so you can supplement that with home care. It's a fantastic opportunity, but again, it's getting expensive, and if you need that 24-hour care, that's a lot of money. I don't care how much money you have. $25,000 to $30,000 a month, that's a bunch. Okay, so some people say, well, it's really kind of a tipping point in there. When we get, $6,000, $8,000, $9,000 a month in home care for, and that is not 24-hour care. That's about a third of a day of care. We could go to assisted living and receive 24-hour care. And so you could. You could definitely do that. Now, it's not an apple and an apple, though, because home care is one-on-one care. It's one staff to one resident. When you move to assisted living, it is 24-hour care, but the staffing ratio there could be one staff to eight residents, maybe upwards of 12 residents, depending on the place, depending on their model, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not, it's an apple and an orange, but it is 24-hour care, and they can help you out there. So if you move to the assisted living level of care, you could expect to pay somewhere between $6,000 to $9,000 per month. You still have your own apartment. There is 24-hour care available. At that point, they help you with your activities of daily living. They can help you minimally or fully with bathing, dressing, grooming, using the restroom. They can provide some incontinence support to a point. They distribute all of your medications. They make all of your meals, snacks, provide all of your hydration. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. Doctors even make house calls. You may not even need to leave the building to have your primary care physician provide that service. They make house calls. They come to you. There's transportation for you to leave the building and go out to be seen by a specialist. So there's a tremendous amount of support in that assisted living level of care, and the price is primarily driven by the size of your apartment and how much care and support you need. Okay, so that is the beginning of the conversation of reviewing the cost of care. I'm going to get into the really big numbers here in a moment. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities provide memory care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities provide memory care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. However, there's a giant footnote asterisk. Not all assisted living communities have a memory care unit or neighborhood. So technically, they all offer memory care because they all care for residents with mild cognitive impairment. Pleasantly confused, a little forgetful, and that's normal. They will all take wonderful care of someone with those type of issues. But when the issues related to Medicare start to escalate, now all of a sudden we may need the special care offered in a memory care unit or a memory care program, memory care neighborhood. Not all of them have that. So if you anticipate that your loved one may need that special type of care, and you're going through the search and selection process, you better darn sure make sure that they have that memory care unit. Otherwise, you could have to move your loved one again. And most people that I meet, they would rather not do that. They would rather avoid an unnecessary move or an unexpected or unanticipated move. All right, so back to the wonderful world of the cost of senior care. Now that some of our friends out there are in sticker shock, let me just explain just very quickly, then I want to move on. But the assisted living level of care, there are a few pricing models. The most common model that I see is a base charge plus a level of care charge. So, and that base charge is smaller with a studio apartment. It's larger with a one bedroom, and the base charge is higher with a two bedroom apartment. So you're going to pay more for more space. And then the concept with that level of care charge is that if you need a little bit of help, you'll be paying maybe that level of care one or two extra charge, which is a smaller amount. If you need a tremendous amount of help, you might be paying level 3, 4, or 5, which is a lot more money. So the idea is that you're paying for what you are receiving and the resources that you use. So that's the most common pricing model out there. There are flat fee for service models and a base plus an a la carte model. You don't see those nearly as often. All right, let's jump up to long-term care. And this is really when you need both hands on the wheel and put down any sharp instruments, et cetera. So long-term care is that highest level of care. It's the medical model. A lot of folks still refer to that as a nursing home or the health center or skilled nursing. But it is the medical model. They help you with all of the things that you would receive in assisted living in that level of care. They provide plus full medical care, wound care, catheter care, diabetic management with insulin injections. They can deal with the feeding tube. They can even provide IVs. So this is a high level of care. You have a lot more registered nurses and LPNs on staff here because it's necessary because of the higher level of care. Plus, heavier physical care is also provided there. So we have a couple of options in long-term care. You will have a shared room where you have a roommate. And let me say at long-term care, it's mostly about the care that you receive, and it's not much about your personal space. If you want personal space, it comes at a premium. So a shared room, I would say, would be the majority of the inventory in our country. And it has increased steadily and really quickly over the past few years. And on average, I would say $8,000 a month would be really on the low end. Now, this depends on where you live. You might live in a rural area where the costs are lower. You may live in a big city where the costs are higher. But typically around $8,000 for a shared room, that's per month, would be on the low end up to about $9,500. I think that's a pretty solid average for a shared room in long-term care. Now, I mentioned that a private room, a little more space in a private room, that comes at a premium. So get ready to pay somewhere around $11,000 to upwards of about $15,000 per month. And that would be for your own small private room where you didn't have to have a roommate, you didn't have to share the space. But Steve, what happens if we need memory care? Okay, so I'm going to talk about memory care a little bit later on, but memory care is a special type of care for residents with cognitive impairment. So you can find that memory care unit. Remember, I just talked about that last in the beginning of the program. You can find a memory care unit or neighborhood or program at the assisted living level, where the residents living there need help with their activities of daily living, right? They need that type of help, but they have memory issues, so they need memory care at the assisted living level. Or you could find, quote-unquote, memory care at the long-term care, the nursing home level of care. And typically what you're going to see is the normal price range, so assisted living, $6,000 to $9,000 a month. You could just add about $500 to $1,000 a month onto that for memory care. Typically, there's going to be a little more staffing, and there's a lot that goes into memory care. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on. And again, the long-term care level of care, go ahead and add about another $500 to $1,000 a month at the long-term care level of care. All right, so those are the main costs when you get into assisted living and you get into long-term care. And then this is off the path a little bit, but I want to cover this just briefly. I have heard from so many people here recently that they've gone on a tour of an assisted living community. Oh, don't worry here. Your loved one will never have to move. We are an age-in-place community. And we can bring in hospice, and you won't need long-term care. And we don't offer it here, but you won't need it because we've got you covered. But let me, and that is the goal. That is their goal. And many people move into assisted living, and they are able to live there for the rest of their lives. And that definitely happens. But I'm here to tell you the truth, the facts. Every single assisted living community has a threshold. And if your care exceeds that threshold and exceeds what they are able to offer you, you will get a letter asking you to move to another community. And at that point, you would need to discharge to long-term care. So just be really, really careful out there when you're shopping in the market for assisted living. That's that little gray area that could be a major gotcha. All right, and then coming up next, we are going to celebrate some of my very favorite people.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
To providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I-Tide male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Biden has to spend even more of your kids' and grandkids' credit cards. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After last week's poor GDP numbers, it's going to be much harder for businesses to grow. We don't need economists to lie for us on TV. We see stagflation on the ground. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And we have, if you go to the website, I've got icons for all of the different platforms, and I think we're on more than that. It's a bunch of them. So choose one, subscribe, and listen up, share with all of your family and friends. Spread the good news of Senior Care Live. How about that? So, all right, I'm going to shift gears and talk about one of my favorite days. It's a topic that's near and dear to my heart. National Nurses Day is coming up Monday, May the 6th, and it happens every year on May the 6th. This year's theme for Nurses Day is Nurses Make a Difference, and oh boy, do they ever. And it's celebrated annually on May 6th to raise awareness of the important roles nurses play in society and marks the beginning of National Nurses Week, which ends May the 12th, which happens to be the birthday of Florence Nightingale. How about that? So a little bit of a background. May the 12th, the final day of Nurses Week, is the birthday of Florence Nightingale. The English nurse became known as the founder of professional nursing, especially due to her pioneering work during the Crimean War of 1853 to 1856. And due to her, this is pretty cool, due to her habit of making rounds at night, Nightingale became known as the Lady with the Lamp. And National Nurses Week was first observed October in 1954, the 100th anniversary of Nightingale's mission to Crimea. May the 6th was introduced as the date for the observance in 1982. All right, so, you know, nurses go to work every single day to ensure patients get all of the care that they need and the comfort and the compassion they deserve. And the complex nature of nursing just continues to be physically and emotionally draining. And yet nurses carry on providing the quality patient care and moving the profession forward, which reinforces the importance of appreciating all of the nurses in our country. And then I have an article here by Bonnie Barnes, co-founder of the DAISY Foundation. Nurses need to be emotionally, psychologically, and morally refueled regularly to enable them to resist burnout and its many negative impacts, such as distress. And that's no kidding. It's a pressure cooker, or it can be, right? Nurses are, and this is, I think, the big takeaway. And it's not a surprise, but it's important to talk about it. Nurses are refueled when they know they've made a difference in the life of a patient or a family member, especially when they were unaware of the difference they made. And, again, I don't think this is a big surprise. Nurses are ranked at the top of the list for the most respected professions in America. And guess what? They have held that distinction for over 20 years now.
And that's just amazing. And of course, Nurses Day has a very special place in my heart for personal reasons. Let me just brag just for a minute about my wife, Susan. She's a registered nurse, and I have to say she is phenomenal. I'm not saying that because she's my wife. I'm saying that because she is phenomenal. All right. All of her patients and families just love her. She pours herself out to them. She tends to all of their needs. She's a very giving, loving, and patient person. I don't know how I ended up with her. I got really, really lucky. Let me say that. But she always has a smile. She's deeply caring about her patients and her family. She goes the extra mile. She'll stay till 7 or 7:30 at night, even though their doctor's office is officially closed by 5 o'clock. She returns the call. She communicates with her patients. And I asked, you know, why do you do that? Can you just wait until the next day? Right? And she says, Steve, if it was me waiting for a diagnosis or the result of a lab or other test results, I would want to know as soon as possible. So I take the time to call them. And I hope this would be done for me as well if I'm the patient. So this is just one of the many reasons that they all give her just the highest ratings and compliments and very positive comments. They just love her. And if you see her working with her patients, you would absolutely understand why. And then I'd like to invite my friend and our producer, a phenomenal producer, Mr. Sean Floyd, in on the conversation. And Sean, your wife Jenna is a nurse. Tell us about what she does and how she does that. She has a demanding job.
Yeah, she does. She works as a critical care nurse in the ER for Children's Mercy.
Oh, boy.
Here in Overland Park.
Okay,
so,
I just heard all the stress right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa, yeah.
So, I mean, you take the stress of an emergency room situation with adults, but you're dealing with that same stress for a child.
Yeah, and critical care, no less.
And so critical care.
She's dealing with the toughest of situations for children that in the emergency room. That would be some high pressure right there.
It's not only high pressure, but it's high emotional to where you really have to keep your emotions in check because she has told me some things, at least within the legalities of what she can share.
Sure.
She's told me some stories that have broken my heart and have made me upset with humanity and
yeah.
other things.
Yeah.
But she has to endure that because she's a professional.
And she has to take care of those kids.
Exactly. That's priority number one is the level of care that those kids receive. And she definitely has a nurse's heart. She's very compassionate. She's phenomenal at what she does. And why she married me, like you said earlier, why she married me, I have no idea.
We both got pretty lucky on
that one. Yeah, I think the good Lord that whatever it was that he just continues to bless more of it for me. So that way I don't lose out on the blessing. But, yeah, I don't know how she does it, but she does, and she's phenomenal. And I'm very blessed and very lucky to have her in my life. And I not only love and respect what she does, but I love and respect her.
Well, absolutely. And you talk all the time about your wife, and she just sounds amazing. And one thing I've noticed, maybe not all nurses, but I would have to say the vast, vast majority, they are all loving, caring people, and they want to help.
And they love wine.
Oh,
this is one thing I've come to find out is that they love wine, too.
Well, wine is good, but after the shift.
Oh, of course. Yeah, after the shift. Yeah, no. Not on duty. Let me stress that. It's not on duty.
Well, and if you think about what these nurses went, they were the front line during COVID.
Yes.
And we could probably talk about, 2 hours about that. But
yes.
I don't know about Jenna, but in the very beginning, we didn't know what this thing was. And Susan would come home, take off her scrubs, because we didn't know if she's dragging some horrible thing back.
Yep.
We didn't know. And so she would take off her scrubs in the garage,
mm-hmm.
and then we would have some clothing for her to change into. She would walk in and drop her scrubs and everything in the washer and wash them and disinfect everything for a long time until we figured out we didn't really need to do that.
Yeah.
Did your wife have to cut? Did she go through some of the similar concerns early on?
She was actually furloughed during COVID.
Mm.
But her furlough was only for a month.
Okay.
And then she was brought back on. Gotcha. So,
when in the beginning, in hospitals, you couldn't go into a hospital.
Yeah.
They were just trying to figure this out. And then it took them about a month, and then they got there. So.
Well, and with schools being shut down at that time, too,
oh.
There weren't a lot of kids coming in due to any illnesses, due to any accidents on the playgrounds
right.
or anything mm-hmm. like that. So their census numbers really took a beating, and, you know, unfortunately things happened. But, you know, thank the good Lord that she was able to be brought back on in a very short period of time.
Yeah, I forgot about that furlough. So, you know, Susan, they work in a really busy, you know, primary care physician's office. And if you thought you had COVID symptoms, they had to let you in the back door.
Yep.
And you had to be seen in that last patient room in the back. And she was so exhausted every single day coming home. You talk about the heroes, the front line of the pandemic. We're talking about the nurses.
Absolutely, 100%. And my wife's also a breast cancer survivor, and she's the toughest person I know.
Yeah, that is absolutely amazing. So let me just say this. So to my wife, Susan, to Sean's wife, Jenna, and all of the awesome, incredible, and fantastic nurses out there, just keep doing what you're doing. You are important. You are recognized. You are loved. And as the theme this year says, you absolutely 100%, you do make a difference. And we appreciate all of you so very much. Happy Nurses Day.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
At the same time, as we know, when President Biden decides that he's going to do something stupid, there's no one that's going to get in his way of accomplishing stupid.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so going to shift gears and jump back into the topic of memory care. So let me answer the question, what is memory care? Because I have to say this term has been kind of beat up and misused and bantered about and it's kind of a mess. So I like to just try to summarize everything and put my stamp on it, if you will, because I like my stamp best. How about that? So memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. For me, it's just as simple as that. Let me repeat that. Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. It's as simple as that. So who is this for? So memory care is going to be offered and needed by a resident with cognitive impairment. So typically it's going to be dementia or Alzheimer's or one of the various forms of dementia. It could be dementia as a result of Parkinson's disease. Could be dementia as a result of a stroke. Okay, but most of the time, it's straight dementia, one of the different forms of dementia, or Alzheimer's, which is the most recognizable form of dementia. That would be who it's for. So why would you need to move from general care, what I call general care, to memory care? Well, again, memory care is a special type of care for residents with cognitive impairment. So in part of the building, you could have a small area designated to provide memory care. So some of the features of memory care will be codes on the doors so that you don't walk out of the area, maybe walk outside and unintentionally put yourself in harm's way. They need to protect you from that. So you have codes on the doors. So you could leave the area, but you really need to be accompanied by someone just to make sure that, again, you don't unintentionally put yourself in harm's way. It's a smaller space on purpose. It's a smaller space because things can more easily become overwhelming and you may receive too much stimulation. So fewer residents, less stimulation, a 30-foot long hallway is easier to deal with than a 100-foot long hallway, et cetera, et cetera. Activity programming. Activity programming is really important. So do you think someone with dementia is going to be able to play bingo with you for 60 minutes? Let me answer that. No, they're not. So you might have bingo for 15 or 20 minutes. So you'll tend to have more activities for shorter periods of time. Because, again, memory care is a special type of care for residents with cognitive impairment. You will typically have more staffing in the memory care area. And that's typically why you're going to see a little bit more expensive in the memory care area to reflect that staffing. The staff is specially trained. If this place is doing it right, they're going to have special training to anticipate sundowning, to be trained on redirection. They're going to anticipate all of these potential issues that come along with caring for someone with cognitive issues. So when you're going to need the memory care unit, the memory care neighborhood, the memory care program, whatever you want to call it, the number one reason that you or your loved one would be moved to quote-unquote memory care would be for an elopement risk. Now, it seems like a little bit of a silly term. Maybe a flight risk might be a little more user-friendly on the terminology. But the industry calls it an elopement risk, meaning that person may walk away. There are two levels of elopement risk. The lower level is referred to as wandering. So you have dementia, you're walking around, you're cruising around, you're not trying to cause any problems, but you look outside and you're like, hey, what's going on out there? So you go over, you walk outside, it's 0 degrees, it's 100 degrees, you walk out into traffic, and you don't have the ability to understand these are bad things. They could be dangerous to you. Okay, so that is the lower level of elopement risk. The higher level, in much more serious situation, is someone who is, quote, unquote, exit seeking. So again, someone with dementia, they're looking around, they're like, you know, this is a pretty nice place. The people here are pretty nice, but this isn't my house. This isn't where I live. I'm going home. And there they go. They're trying to leave the building, right? They are trying to open the door. They are trying to go outside because they're going to walk down the street. They're going to keep on walking until they get home. And they're not going to get home. They're just going to put themselves in harm's way. Okay? So that's why you have the codes on the doors. And again, this space is not prison. You can leave. You just need to be accompanied for your own safety and security. The number two reason that you or your loved one would need, quote unquote, the memory care neighborhood is overstimulation. So when you have dementia, you have less and less of an ability to deal with stimulation. So if you're out in the general care area of the building, there could be 100 residents coming and going, doing different things and clanking their silverware during dinner, and their people are talking, and there's music going on. There's just stuff going on all over the place. And as you get further and further into that decline of dementia, it's easier and easier for you to become overstimulated. So when you get overstimulated, it's like you're just kind of winding up tight, and all of a sudden you snap and you become belligerent. You may be even aggressive. You may be shouting or screaming. You could even become combative, and you don't want that. No one wants that for you, and you can't do.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Storms in Texas bringing additional rain to the already saturated Houston area, where hundreds of people were rescued over the weekend from flooded homes and roads. National Weather Service meteorologist Haley Adams says they've had some areas get up to over 20 inches of rain.
We have a few rivers, sites along rivers that are in major flooding, particularly with the Trinity River and San Jacinto River, and that has seen water get into some homes. We've had reports of high water rescues.
Meanwhile, a child died early Sunday after being swept away when the car he was traveling in got stuck in floodwaters north of Fort Worth. Police say a driver died after a vehicle crashed into an outer perimeter gate of the White House complex Saturday night. Authorities say the incident is being investigated as a traffic crash. President Biden was spending the weekend in Delaware again. Secret Service says there was no threat to the White House. President Biden pushing to reclassify marijuana in his latest election year move to attract young voters.
Hoping to appeal to younger voters, the president has embraced a series of policies ranging from free community college to abortion access to student loan forgiveness. His latest move is a proposal to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The Biden campaign is fighting to hold together the coalition that sent him to the White House in 2020. But he's facing stiff opposition from many younger Americans when it comes to his handling of Israel's war against Hamas. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Chinese President Xi Jinping kicking off a three-country trip to Europe, with the continent divided over just how to deal with Beijing's growing power and the U.S.-China rivalry. Europe and China have hefty economic ties. Xi appears determined to rebuild and deepen relations with European leaders. He will go to France, Serbia, and Hungary this week. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
HSBC, Europe's largest bank, says CEO Noel Quinn plans to retire after serving nearly 5 years in the post.
Quinn has worked at HSBC since 1987. As CEO, he helped with the sale of its Canada and Argentina operations and oversaw the bank's strongest returns in more than a decade. HSBC said its board has started the formal process of looking for Quinn's successor and is looking at both internal and external candidates.
Jeremy House reports Quinn will continue in the CEO role during the search process. He'll also assist with the transition. Mexican authorities say thieves apparently killed two Australians and an American on a surfing trip in the Baja California in order to steal their truck. The site where the bodies were discovered near the township of Santo Tomas was near the remote seaside area where the missing men's tents and truck were found Thursday. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Families in the St. Louis School District will get paid to drive their kids to school.
It's part of an effort to offset a shortage of bus drivers. Under the plan, families who have experienced chronic bus absenteeism this school year will receive gas cards for the next 2 weeks. Starting May 13th, all families in the district willing to transport their children can receive $75 for each of the last 2 weeks of school. The funding will be available to families whose students are not tardy or absent more than once a week. John Scott reporting.
If Solano County, California elections officials agree, voters in the San Francisco Bay Area County will decide whether to allow urban development on land now zoned for agriculture. Voters would need to approve the change for the development to be built. The proposal includes homes and a walkable downtown area. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's an opportunity for you to tune in and hear about all the latest medical advances with an emphasis on natural alternatives. We combine the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We call that intelligent medicine, the deployment of all the things that can keep you well and address your health concerns. Our number, 877-726-8255. We invite calls with questions or comments. Perhaps you have experienced the benefits of some form of natural therapy. We'd like to share that with our audience. 877-726-8255, our number. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, who experienced a horrific injury to begin the 2023-2024 football season for the Jets. He was the great hope that the Jets would compete in the playoffs, but after the fourth play, he had an injury. We'll talk a little bit about that and about his potential for recovery with lessons for those of you who don't engage in professional sports. Maybe you're a pickleball player or a tennis player or someone who just likes to hike. 877-726-8255, our number. Lots more stories to share with you this weekend. And let's talk a little bit about ultra-processed foods. By the way, just I want to mention that during the broadcast, I'll be watching my phone because I have an app that tells me where one of my training mates this summer, I did a lot of long bike rides with her, is at this very moment competing in an Ironman triathlon. She's out at Jones Beach, which is 20, 25 miles from where I'm sitting in Midtown Manhattan. I'm warm and dry. She's exposed to some inclement weather out there. It's windy, a little drizzly. And for the swim portion of the event, it's a very, very challenging event. It's a 1.2-mile swim followed by a 55-mile bike ride, and then to cap it off, a half marathon, 13.1 miles. So she's out there, and my app tells me that she's completed the bike leg. Congratulations, Angie. Now you only have to run for 13 miles. So I expect that throughout this program, which lasts 2 hours, she's going to be out there on the course because it takes a while to run 13 miles. And we can apprise you of her progress courtesy of an amazing app, an app that tells you where your buddies and family members are on the course. It's actually a map with a little avatar that shows where they're chugging along on the course and how much progress they're making, how much time it is estimated before they finish. So anticipating a very big celebration as she completes something that she's been training hard for and that I trained with her over the summer. Me, I'm sitting here warm and dry broadcasting with you. And I'm very happy to be here. 877-726-8255. Okay, ultra-processed foods. Interesting study here just came out. We talk about ultra-processed foods, sometimes referred to as the SAD diet. SAD stands for the Standard American Diet, which calorically is around half ultra-processed foods. That means foods divorced from their origins that are laced with additives and flavorings and are highly processed, to which oils, emulsifiers, flavoring agents, and various things have been added. And certainly lots of sugar, lots of fat is often added. And so our diets are rife with ultra-processed foods, baked goods, candies, many of the prepared goods that we get in the frozen food aisle. These are the processed foods that we eat. And when it comes to meat, yeah, there's processed meat, you know, luncheon meats, and then there's unprocessed meat, which is your New York strip steak. And then when it comes to carbohydrates, you know, you can bake a potato, but you can also get, you know, deliciously flavored instant mashed potatoes that are ultra-processed. So among the foods that are ultra-processed, many things that are ostensibly healthy, low-fat yogurt, for example, is ultra-processed because they've taken the fat out of it, they've added a lot of sugar, and then maybe some fruit, maybe, if you're lucky, some real fruit, but mostly flavorings. And there you have it. You think you're eating some healthy. It's got an aura of health, but it's ultra-processed. Okay, so according to this study, the paper found that women who ate the highest level of ultra-processed food had a 50% higher risk of developing depression in the future compared with those women that ate the lowest amount. A professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School told Newsweek, quote, there have been several studies which have supported an important role for diet in influencing the risk of depression. However, there have been scant data about what specific elements of diet may mediate that association. We conducted a comprehensive study which assessed whether ultra-processed foods may influence the risk of developing depression several years later. Big study, 31,712 women, age 42 to 62. They found that foods... including artificial sweeteners, by the way, because, you know, you think, oh, well, I don't eat sugar. I, you know, use NutraSweet or, you know, some of the other alternatives. Artificial sweeteners, artificially sweetened beverages, particularly bad regarding depression risk. So what's going on here? Ultra-processed foods are often bereft of beneficial nutrients. They lack vitamins, minerals, and beneficial plant compounds like polyphenols. They may lack essential fatty acids. Instead, they have bad fats like omega-6, highly processed vegetable oils. They are pro-inflammatory. Interesting study was done. It's a very, it's called a twin study. Okay. And twin studies historically have been interesting. In fact, you know, this is a historical side note, a sad side note, that Dr. Mengele, the notorious doctor of the concentration camps at Auschwitz, sought out twins to conduct cruel studies because he wanted to see, you have a control, you know, and then see, subject one twin to something or other, some god-awful thing, and then based on the idea that they're genetically identical, you know, there's no difference. They've got the same genetic predispositions, see what would happen. Well, here's a twin study based on consumption of ultra-processed food. And there's a story here in Newsweek. It's written by one of the participants, a gal named Amy Kingston. The study was done in the UK. They fed one gal a nutritious Mediterranean diet that had virtually no ultra-processed foods. And they fed another one, another of the twins, identical twins, a diet high in ultra-processed foods. She says that during the study, Amy says, my typical breakfast was pancakes with syrup, hash brown and sausage, an instant flavored oatmeal with syrup and honey roasted nuts, or breakfast cereal with a blueberry muffin or a flavored creamy yogurt and a croissant. For lunch, I ate either a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on white bread with chocolate milk and some chips, a turkey and mayo sandwich with chips and some packaged peaches, a ravioli with cheese and cookie. Dinners was meals like cheeseburger and chips. That's the British word for French fries. Beef with mashed gravy and tinned sweet corn. A meatball sub with cheese and some crackers, a ready-made turkey quesadillas with sour cream, a Diet Coke, and a chocolate bar. There was very limited fresh food and no fruits or vegetables. And you may say, well, that's a lot of food. Maybe the other person, the other twin, just ate less. No, these diets were matched calorie for calorie. So calorically, they were identical. The result was, Amy reports, she says, I felt the increase in hunger early on. Within the first meal or two, I felt a real urge to snack between meals. Changes to my mood took a bit longer, maybe about a week, but then I was noticeably lower in mood. The biggest change I noticed was being hungry all the time. And that suits the food manufacturers perfectly because, yeah, eat more, buy more, right? Despite eating more calories than my typical pre-diet, pre-study, I was waking up really hungry in the morning and didn't find my meal satisfying. I felt really tired. I constantly felt I had less energy and found it really hard to concentrate. And then at the end of the study, after just 2 weeks, she found that she'd put on weight and her blood sugar and fat levels had worsened. Meanwhile, her sister's results showed the opposite. She was slimmer and had better blood levels. And her sister didn't really feel hungry. In fact, she didn't really feel the need to eat all the food that was presented to her. She felt full, sometimes didn't even manage to finish her meals. Her mood was also better. So there you have it. The SAD diet indeed is sad. And this is something we really have to focus on if we're going to collar America's health problems. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Hey,
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce Premier CBD Chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD Pet Hip and Joint Health Chews and Plus CBD Pet Calming Care Chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. Transparent, wireless, you don't usually hear those two words when it comes to TVs, but both will be found in the upcoming LG Signature OLED T television that debuted at the recent Consumer Electronics Show. Gil Pereira from LG has more.
This is really an exclamation mark on 11 years being the world's number one OLED TV manufacturer. But what a great way to do it with this fantastic new technology with a transparent TV, something that sounds almost sci-fi, right, when you're talking about it. And we combine that with wireless TV and basically combine those. So it's the world's first wireless 4K OLED transparent TV. So when you're actively watching the TV, one click of a button, you have this screen that's behind the screen that literally pulls down, and that's what creates that transparent form factor.
And there's even an aquarium mode. More on this amazing TV tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And this is very exciting. My running buddy, Angie, has now completed the 55-mile bike portion of the half Ironman and is now embarking on the 13-mile run. And I can see her progress here because there's an app which tells me exactly where she is. She's about to complete mile one of the 13-mile run. Only 12 miles to go. Go, Angie. And her estimated completion time will be after the end of the show. So while you're relaxing, listen to the show, think of Angie who is churning away those miles out there in some inclement weather, challenging conditions out there at Jones Beach. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365, and you can call that number and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Can I use bergamot for cholesterol along with Ultra Meal Cardio 360?
Okay, so the question is, can you take bergamot to lower cholesterol? And so this other thing is kind of like a protein supplement. Pretty good thing because it's got a lot of nutrients in it, but not particularly good for cholesterol. And so the question is, do you really need to lower your cholesterol? And, you know, that's the fundamental question before we say, can I use bergamot to lower my cholesterol? Do you really need to lower your cholesterol? And the answer might lie in an analysis of, you know, what are your problems? Do you have evidence of high cardiovascular risk? Are you hypertensive, diabetic? Do you have an elevated coronary artery calcium score, which can be ascertained with a CT scan of the coronary arteries? Do you have super high lipids? Do family members die young of heart disease? If not, you know, why do you need to lower cholesterol? I mean, everybody's in a mania about lowering cholesterol, and many people need to lower cholesterol, but not everybody needs to lower cholesterol. Now, the thing about bergamot is actually something that confers the flavor to Earl Grey tea. By the way, I just discovered Earl Grey. He was a prime minister of England during the time when, I guess they export a lot of tea from India. So, they gave the name Earl Grey to the tea. It's kind of got a sweet flavor because of the bergamot. I like it. And bergamot has some benefits. It's anti-inflammatory. It lowers cholesterol a bit. For some people, it seems to have a significant effect. It can lower cholesterol 5, 10%. For others, it doesn't seem to budge cholesterol. But it doesn't just work to lower cholesterol. It's also anti-inflammatory, which is really good for the arteries. It may have blood sugar regulating effects, according to a study I'm looking at here. It's a meta-analysis of a bunch of studies, 31 different studies, that suggest it may have benefits in terms of, other cardiovascular risk factors like inflammation, blood sugar, and even blood pressure. So if you were to take it to lower cholesterol, you would get additional benefits besides the simply cholesterol-lowering effects, and that can be part of a comprehensive program to prevent cardiovascular disease. It's not all about cholesterol, but many other factors. Inflammation, too. A new drug, Lodoco, which is actually a repurposed drug, colchicine, ancient drug, has now been approved for reducing HSCRP, a risk factor showing inflammation as a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself.
Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver, until now. Science behind CaliCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaliCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaliCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaliCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaliCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaliCurb.com. That's CaliCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaliCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaliCurb.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Barker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center fundraising gala featuring John Bartis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the simpsonu.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's simpsonu.edu/events.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Core performance of intelligent medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here on a weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. And we'll take some of your calls momentarily. But first, because I'm a New Yorker and because I'm a football fan, I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, the enormously successful quarterback from Green Bay, migrated to New York. A real surprise move to take the helm of the New York Jets. And there was a great deal of hoopla and anticipation as he was about to guide the Jets to playoff contention and potentially a Super Bowl. But incredibly, and I watched the game. I watched this in real time. And it was the ultimate heartbreak, because you start watching the game with great expectations for Aaron Rodgers, and he takes the snap once, twice, three times, and a linebacker comes blitzing through, knocks him over, and he falls awkwardly, and he tries to get up, and he can't get up. He has to sit down on the field. He has to be carted off the field. And, oh, my goodness, it just flashed before my eyes. The entire season gone in four plays. And as was suspected, a lot of people astutely predicted this just from the visuals on the field. He had, and if your camera hones in on it, and there's some camera views of this, he had a very swollen calf on one side. And what that suggests, when you see that, that suggests that the Achilles tendon, which connects the calf muscles to the calcaneus, which is the heel, had snapped. And it literally rolls up like a window shade. And for those of you who've experienced this, there's nothing like it in terms of injuries, because you can actually hear it. There's an audible snap as your Achilles tendon snaps like a rubber band. It's an elastic tendon that takes a lot of stress, but when it snaps, it rolls up, and you get excruciating pain, and you can no longer weight bear on that leg. And so he's carted off the field, and a lot of predictions were made. He's 39 years old. This is supposedly his last hurrah. He's going to have to spend the entire season recovering. And so what's the prognosis for Aaron Rodgers? Well, first of all, what are the risk factors for this? I mean, professional athletes get this injury. Kobe Bryant had the injury. Some prominent football players had the injury. Kobe Bryant came back, but he was never quite the same. Kevin Durant of the New Jersey and now Brooklyn Nets had the injury, and he was out for 18 months, and he came back surprisingly in full form. He was a little younger than Aaron Rodgers, who's now 39. Age is a factor in terms of recovery. And I looked at the different types of surgical options available for this, because athletes get surgery inevitably. But not everybody needs surgery. It turns out there is a non-surgical option that can kind of work. And one of the reasons why it works is that it enables earlier rehab. At first, you immobilize the foot and the ankle, and then you gradually start weight-bearing with a boot, and then you take aggressive physical therapy to promote retention of strength, because part of this is, you know, it's going to heal, but he's going to lose strength in that leg. He's going to have asymmetry, you know, one leg strong and one leg weak. He's going to lose a lot of conditioning that normally occurs just with walking, and you can't weight bear for a long time with surgery. The surgical options, they have all kinds of gadgets and apparati that enable better sewing together. It's literally sewn together. The Achilles tendon, which is an elastic tendon, is sewn together. And it's very interesting how it's done, with kind of a template through which you thread, literally suture, and you kind of needle and thread approach where you knit together the two ends. Sometimes you take a graft from somewhere else on the body to strengthen the bond. And the surgeon who did this, he operates on a lot of athletes. So, interestingly, while Aaron Rodgers is recovering at one of his homes, he's got a home in Malibu, they reporters staked out the home, and they found trucks arriving with equipment. And what was the equipment? It was hyperbaric oxygen equipment, equipment designed to provide high levels of oxygen to tissues. And indeed, that's a good strategy for promoting healing. So he's going to do all kinds of things to get back in the saddle. Very unlikely he's going to make it back this season. This is usually a season ender. But he's still on contract with the Jets. And there's still a possibility at the age of 40, which is an advanced age for a quarterback, that he, well, not for Tom Brady, but he's another story entirely, a phenom. There is a chance, and I predict a significant chance, that he will come back to helm the Jets 2024-2025 season. And I predict he may make use of growth hormone. Now, growth hormone illegal for sports, but how are they going to know whether he had growth hormone administered during his recuperative period? Because he's not going to be drug tested during the time that he's on the injured list. So this is an opportunity. Growth hormone has the potential for accelerating the healing of wounds. And maybe, just maybe, they're going to dip into their medical bag of tricks. Hyperbaric oxygen, good nutrition, aggressive physical therapy, maybe a little growth hormone to promote the healing of this wound. Because we're talking tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars are at stake here with the career of this interesting guy. Interesting, too, in the fact that he's a vaccine refusenik. He's also a guy who's experimented with microdosing psychedelic drugs. It was said that when he was trying to decide whether to leave Green Bay to come to New York, he went on a vision quest with ayahuasca, which is a psychedelic drug, to help him sort out whether he was going to make that big change. Interesting guy, and let's see what happens to him. 877-726-8255, our number. With the fall allergy season upon us, that along with lingering wildfires and other factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Now, Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair damage to cells caused by environmental pollutants, and decrease allergic reactions. Also, they can reduce sinus congestion and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, great offer. You can buy one container of NT Factor Lipids powder, which I use, and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free, and get the benefits of breathing freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. And just a note, NT Factor no longer available on full script. You got to call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com to order it directly. All right, 877-726-8255 our number, and let's take one of our recorded calls.
Oh, hi there. I'm just asking a question about my mom, who's got osteoporosis, and unfortunately she's on blood thinners after having a blood clot. So lots of information about collagen now. Is it worth taking collagen to help support the calcium in her bones? Question one. And question two, she's been put on calcium carbonate, which I'm not keen on. So is there better calcium she could be taking?
Okay, so let's last things first. Calcium carbonate is the least absorbable form of calcium. So it's not going to be that helpful for osteoporosis. And that calcium supplements have not been shown to be that helpful for osteoporosis. I know they were very much in vogue in the 80s and 90s. You know, take a lot of Tums, which was calcium carbonate, and you'll fix your bones. Newer studies suggest that calcium, even the better forms of calcium, like calcium citrate, more bioavailable forms of calcium, are not significantly associated with improvement in bone density. So you need a full complement of nutrients and perhaps medication. I'm not saying, but, you know, I don't know the situation here. Just taking calcium alone, even with vitamin D, may not do the trick. Other things that help, vitamin K. So back to the first part of the question. She's on oral anticoagulants. Now, one of the oral anticoagulants, warfarin or Coumadin, often you're told to be on a diet that has very little vitamin K. Now, vitamin K is a bone strengthener. So when you're on a very low vitamin K diet, that can accelerate osteoporosis. But what about the other medications where there's no contraindication to vitamin K? There are other medications can be used besides Coumadin. They actually looked at this, and what they found is that oral anticoagulants, blood thinners, all of them have a negative effect on bone density. They accelerate the loss of bone, interestingly. Even the ones that don't act on vitamin K, like warfarin or Coumadin. So, interesting that she's got a risk factor. I mean, she's had a blood clot, so she does need to be in a blood thinner. But she needs special attention to strengthening her bones. And I didn't realize this until I looked it up. But Pradaxa, for example, one of the medications, Eliquis, Xarelto, these are non-Coumadin medications. They, too, have a higher risk for bone loss. And how many people out there have atrial fibrillation and taken these medications? They're at higher risk for bone loss because of those medications. So the take-home message is that anybody prescribed oral anticoagulation therapy better be assessed for their bone mineral density, and measures should be taken to preserve their bone, but not just vitamin D and calcium alone. Those won't do the trick, and you need a very concerted approach, including, you know, let's not discount the importance of weight-bearing exercise for preventing osteoporosis and fractures. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Has your digestive health been dragging out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, Many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon. Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Camp Graves is a nonprofit organization located in Water Valley in Graves County. Its mission is to provide temporary interim housing for those displaced by disasters. The grant will house 9 veteran residents and will renovate Camp Rendezvous. They will add a recreation room, group room, and office space for the Veterans Work Center. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Biden has to spend even more of your kids' and grandkids' credit cards. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After last week's poor GDP numbers, it's going to be much harder for businesses to grow. We don't need economists to lie for us on TV. We see stagflation on the ground. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. If you want to get in on the action with a comment or a question, we're available this hour and next. And when it comes to drinking, we've been through several phases. It's kind of like, you know, the egg debate, the coffee debate. You know, coffee's bad for you. We introduced Sanka as an alternative, and then it turns out that coffee's really not so bad for you. And the same thing with eggs and saturated fat and cholesterol. But when it comes to alcohol, we've been around the block with recommendations for alcohol. I'm old enough to remember when I think it was Morley Safer of, I don't know, it was on CBS, I think, way back when in the 1980s, who came up with this idea about the French paradox. Now, this had been well known in science, but he popularized it, and he went to France and sat around in cafes drinking red wine and talking to scientists and popularizing the notion that a little bit of alcohol is heart healthy. And pretty soon you had cardiologists saying to people like, yeah, you can drink a glass or two of red wine, you know, don't go overboard, but it's good for your heart. And according to studies, indubitably, it was good for cardiovascular disease, not good for cardiac arrhythmias, because almost any amount of alcohol increases your risk for atrial fibrillation. And I've seen it. When I worked at the VA hospital, we used to see something. I used to dread being on call on July 4th or on Thanksgiving or on Christmas or New Year's when guys would drink a lot, and then they would come in with atrial fibrillation because of what we called holiday heart, the direct effects of alcohol, toxic effects on the heart. But when it comes to atherosclerosis, there were studies that showed that moderate drinking had protective effects. So the heart protective theory was based on the finding that moderate drinkers had better cardiovascular health than both non-drinkers and heavy drinkers. Heavy drinkers, no good anyway. But non-drinkers were thought to have less good cardiovascular health. But when they reanalyzed the study, they found that a lot of these people were non-drinkers because they were in ill health. If you're in really crappy health, you might have a lower tolerance for alcohol. Or maybe you already were overdoing it with the booze, and you gave it up, so you became a non-drinker. Well, your health less good because you undermined it by drinking too much in the past. So as a result, abstainers looked relatively unhealthy, and moderate drinkers, many of whom actually had pretty balanced lifestyles, they exercised and ate well, looked pretty good. So these studies were not valid. New studies are suggesting that almost any amount of alcohol is bad for you. So a lot of people are really going cold turkey on alcohol. They don't want any because they think even a drink a week, perish the thought, it's going to have deleterious effects. Research shows that alcohol raises the chance of premature death from a variety of causes, particularly strong relationship to cancer, because alcohol breaks down into acetaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen. It damages DNA, and that damage can lead to at least 7 types of cancer. So people are stopping alcohol altogether. Should you abstain? Well, it poses a little dilemma for me because I'm going out tonight with some old friends. And what am I going to order? Am I going to order, you know, club soda? Or am I going to have a, you know, wine or maybe a beer? What do I do? Well, here are the statistics on your risk. It turns out, this is based on guidelines established by the Canadian government. Canadian guidelines estimate one additional premature death in 1,000 could be attributed to alcohol for those who have 2 drinks a week. So 2 drinks are very moderate intake. So 1 in 1,000 risk. That risk is less than the risk of dying in a car accident. The risk increases to 1 in 100 among people who have 6 drinks per week. But the lifetime risk of dying in a car accident are 1 in 93. So when it comes to alcohol, let's have a more nuanced approach. Alcohol is a pleasurable activity, often involving socialization and relaxation. And for some people can handle it and moderate. I maybe drink 2 times a month these days. But absolute prohibition, I'm not sure it's entirely warranted. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Another half dozen Republican states are challenging the Biden administration's new rules protecting LGBTQ students.
Six more states have joined a federal lawsuit led by Tennessee and West Virginia seeking to overturn the new policy. The states argue that the Biden administration's newly expanded campus sexual assault rules overstepped the president's authority. Under the new rules, the Title IX law will protect against discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Republican-led states involved in the suit argue that amounts to an illegal rewriting of the landmark legislation. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu's rejected international pressure to halt the war in Gaza in a fiery speech marking the country's annual Holocaust Memorial Day. Netanyahu told a ceremony Sunday, if Israel's forced to stand alone, Israel will stand alone. Yom HaShoah is the day that Israel observes as a memorial for the 6 million Jews killed by Nazi Germany and their allies during the Holocaust, and it's one of the most solemn dates on the country's calendar. Major political polls show a lead for former President Trump over President Biden in a multi-candidate race.
Now, with 6 months until Election Day in November, the Real Clear Politics average of 10 national polls has Mr. Trump ahead of Mr. Biden by more than 3% in a race among three other candidates, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Rasmussen Reports shows the widest margin at 12%, with CNN showing Mr. Trump with a 9% lead, and the Harvard-Harris poll showing Mr. Trump with a 7% lead. Only the NBC poll has a lead for Mr. Biden at 2%. Separately, Real Clear Politics shows Mr. Biden's job approval at 40%, 4 points lower than Mr. Trump at a similar point in their first terms. George Williams reporting.
Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Sadiq Khan, the Labour Party's mayor of London, wins an unprecedented third straight term at City Hall.
His victory comes on another disappointing day for the UK's governing Conservatives ahead of a looming general election. Khan, who represents the Labour Party, wins by more than 11 percentage points ahead of his main challenger, the Conservative Susan Hall. Khan, who in 2016 replaced Boris Johnson as London mayor, is seen as an increasingly divisive figure. While supporters applaud achievements like free school meals for children, critics say he's overseen a crime surge and has unnecessarily allowed pro-Palestinian marches to become a regular feature. Mimi Montgomery, London.
A rising challenger to Hungarian President Viktor Orbán's making his move at a huge political demonstration. Some Sunday, some 10,000 people gathered in support of Péter Maygár, who in less than 3 months has shot to prominence on pledges to bring an end to corruption and a declining quality of life in that country. More at townhall.com. Missing dogs and cats are a common sight, but this may be an all-time first.
A zebra that was seen running through the foothills of western Washington state for days has now been recaptured. Creature had escaped from a trailer near Seattle. Officers corralled the zebra named Shug in the community of Riverbend, adding the mare seems to be in good condition, and she's now been transported to a petting zoo in Montana. That's where she was headed before the big escape. Jason Walker reporting.
A weekend spring storm that drenched the San Francisco Bay Area and closed Northern California mountain highways also set a single-day snowfall record in the Sierra Nevada. The wet weather system had mostly moved out of the state Sunday morning, but officials warned that roads would remain slick after around 2 feet of snow fell in some areas. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Biden has to spend even more of your kids' and grandkids' credit cards. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After last week's poor GDP numbers, it's going to be much harder for businesses to grow. We don't need economists to lie for us on TV. We see stagflation on the ground. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Now, when radio was brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and this all-comedy show opens with Red Skelton, and then we visit with the couple next door, as played by Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. While that tandem was pretty much only known for radio, this first funny fella also spent 20 years on television and appeared in 36 motion pictures, beginning in 1938, with the Ginger Rogers Douglas Fairbanks Jr. romantic comedy known as Having Wonderful Time. It also would mark early big screen appearances of funny ladies Lucille Ball and Eve Arden. In 1941, Red offered up a little comedy relief in a couple of the Dr. Kildare movies. Then he got his first leading role, starring in the comedy mystery Whistling in the Dark. His character, Wally the Fox Benton, was a radio crime show host caught up in a real-life murder. Two more pictures in that series followed, Whistling in Dixie and Whistling in Brooklyn. Now, those films were played off of Skelton's already highly rated radio show. In the 1941-42 season, he finished ninth in the Hooper ratings, and the following season jumped up to second, trailing only Bob Hope. Third through fifth, by the way, belonged to Fibber McGee and Molly, Bergen and McCarthy, and Jack Benny. Some pretty elite company for Mr. Skelton. Here he is in an episode from January 18th of 1944.
A
And now we bring you the star of George Sidney's Mr. Coed and the star of our Raleigh cigarette show, Red Skelton!
Well, he's really with us, ain't he?
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Pat, Governor Kerr of Oklahoma has invited me to help open the fourth war loan bond drive. So I'm going to Oklahoma City. I'll be there on the 21st and in Tulsa on the 22nd.
Well, those Oklahomans buy plenty of bonds at that.
Yeah, they sure do. Say, Pat, who's our guest for tonight?
Red, I want you to meet a man who really plays an important part in our American way of living.
Yeah?
Mr. Hitcher. He issues marriage licenses.
Oh, a matrimonial middleman, huh? How are you, Mr. Hitcher? Are you kidding with that name? Say, are you selling many marriage licenses these days?
Oh, business has been booming.
No kidding.
Yeah, people are always falling in love.
Yeah, it's just like falling on the ground in California. You get soaked both places. Say, it must be a pleasant job, but what are some of the things that happen in your office?
Well, one fellow who was about 73 years old filed an application.
An application. There's a new word for you. We read from left to right on this book. Come on, read it right. We're established. This is not a clam bake, you know.
Well, he filed one and he put his wife's age down to 65.
A fellow 73 is going to marry a guy 65? What does he do in a case like that? Bring Niagara Falls to see him? I can just see him proposing on bended back, you know. Say, do many youngsters come in underage and apply for a license?
Yes. A young couple came in the other day with school books under their arms.
Did you issue the license?
No. No, I said, I'm sorry, but I can't issue this without the consent of your father.
What happened?
Well, the boy pointed to a man in the back room and said, who does he look like, pistol pack and mopper?
You play this with foreign countries, too. Well, I wonder why people fall in love, anyhow.
Well, because they see something in each other that the rest of us can't see.
Yeah, I know a girl who is very beautiful. She married a guy 3 feet shorter than she is, and he has a nose that looks like a big fat snowplow, you know, cauliflower.
Yeah. Well, love is funny.
Yeah, his $1 million helped a little, though.
How touching. You know, I could never understand how anybody could marry for money.
No, I could never find a girl with money either.
This girl you were talking about, tell me, was she happy?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose her, in her own mercenary way. The first night after they were married, see, he walked into the room and she was stretched out on the chaise lounge reading his bank book.
What happened?
Well, he says, I want to thank you for marrying me. I don't know why you did. I'm not handsome.
What did she tell him?
She says, oh, you are handsome in a repulsive sort of way. But you shouldn't talk like that. I love the ground you walk on and any other property you might own, too. Let's talk about you. What's your opinion of people about to enter wedlock?
Oh, I'd say that some couples that come in believe that each other they'll find happiness and companionship, and others marry to make somebody else jealous.
Yeah, I had a girl married a guy just to burn me up.
Yeah, did it?
Oh, I was heartbroken. Made a gypsy out of me. I went to Glendale to forget her. And I went to Pomona to forget Glendale.
Several Tuesdays ago, Harriet and I introduced a brand new song. In response to your many kind requests, we repeat it this evening with just a few new variations, which we hope you'll enjoy. And Lambsy Pie and Little Toadsy Taffy, a Puppledy Taffy too, wouldn't you? A Puppledy Taffy too, wouldn't you?
Maresy Dotes and Dozy Dotes and Little Lambsy Divey,
Dozy Dotes and Little Lambsy Divey, a Kittledy Divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. Whoa, maresy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kittledy divey too, wouldn't you? A kittledy divey too, wouldn't you?
It's 3 o'clock, and you should have been asleep long ago. But you can't go to sleep. And why? Because it keeps running through your brain. Maresy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kittledy divey too, wouldn't you? Maresy dotes and dozy dotes, little lambsy divey, a kittledy divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and corny, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats, sorta H.V. Calton Borney. Snailsy deals and whalesy deals and little sharksy doyster, a scraddledy doyster too, wouldn't you? A scraddledy doyster too, wouldn't you?
Singing Maresy Dotes and Dotesy Dotes, and very good, too. Now we come to our satire on our American way of living, and our topic is husbands and sweethearts. First, we have Clem, the fellow from the country, who's in love but don't know it.
Well, here I am.
Boy, I hope Daisy June likes the way I painted my toenails red, boy. These sandals go well with them, too. My foot looks like 5 hot dogs sticking out of a birdcage. Think I'll stop in McGinn's tobacco store here.
Howdy, Clem. Top of the morning to you.
And to you. Boy, I sure am quick on them comebacks, ain't I?
Have you got on perfume?
No, them's mothballs. Always chew them after I've been eating onions, you know.
Clem, before I forget it, you better watch out for Daisy June.
Well, what's the matter?
She was in this morning to get some Raleighs.
Really?
And this being leap year, she might be trying to bribe you into marrying her.
Oh, she won't trick me. Oh. Say, look at the dude that just came in. Howdy doody.
Howdy.
Stranger in town?
No, I've never been here before.
What?
I'm trying to find out just where Daisy June lives.
What do you want to know where she lives first?
Well, I've been writing to her through the matrimonial bureau, and I've come to see her about getting married.
What's the matter, Clem? Jealous?
No, no, not me. Just beginning to sound like a daytime cereal program.
Well, now, do you gentlemen, I use the word loosely, do you gentlemen, know where she lives?
Well, she lives about 3 blocks from here in that orange house covered with mortgages. You can't miss it.
Oh, well, thanks. And, give me a package of Sen-Sen, please.
Say, he is a dude, ain't he?
Here you are.
Thank you. Thanks again for the information. Yeah. See you later, Carefree.
Now, there is a well-cultivated man.
Yeah, I was going to plow him under myself. You know.
It looks like he's out to steal Daisy
June.
No,
he couldn't steal her. I know all about women.
How'd you find out so much about women?
Every Monday, I walk past clothesline slowly.
Well, just you remember, if he gets her... you'll be showing your own shock.
Well, I'll be darned. Look, I better get over there and protect my interests. Huh? I'll take a shortcut. I'll hop over this fence and save a few steps. Oh, there goes my last pair of nylons. Well, I'll have to wear them booby socks, I guess.
Hello, Clem.
Well, did you...
You look nice, Clem, but say, ain't
No, I had them made with a seat in the front and the back so I can sit down either way.
Well, won't you hasta la vista? That's French for come in.
That's what I like. Brilliant women.
Well, if it ain't the wrong answer to a maiden's prayer.
Have you two met up?
Yeah, we know.
Just make yourselves to home, and I'll get something to drink.
Yeah.
Now you knew I was a-coming here. Why did you come over?
You know that old saying, two is company and three is a crowd?
Yes.
Could you explain it to me? You know, you're wasting your time with Daisy June. You'll never hold her, bro.
Oh, you go home.
Oh, yeah. Can you wiggle your ears up and down like a bird?
No.
Can you make your Adam's apple go zigzag?
No.
Hmm. What's you going to do to entertain her?
Oh, I'll think of something.
Yeah, I'll bet you will.
Well, I hope you boys ain't been talking about me behind my back.
Oh, no, we haven't got around to your back.
This coffee pot's
hot.
Tonight, Say, Clem, let me have them jelly glasses, and I'll pour you some coffee.
Okay, here you are.
Oh, may I have some cream, please?
Now help yourself. The cow's in the backyard.
You mean you don't have it in a can or a bottle?
It's a pretty big cow, Bob.
Oh, my darling.
Which one are you talking to?
I'm talking to Daisy.
Oh, yeah?
Daisy, darling.
Yes?
Have I told you how lovely you are today?
Oh, I'm a mess.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, yes, she is. You heard her. You wolf with a sin flavor.
Now you look a here, Featherbrain.
Boys, you mustn't fight over me. I ain't worth it.
I know that, but it's the principle of the thing.
Now, just a moment. Don't talk like that about my future wife.
Future is right. So far in the future, you ain't going to live to see it, Bob. You ain't a-marrying her.
Well, I'm a-going to marry somebody. I'm winding up an old maid.
Can you wind up one for me, too?
The Red Skelter Joe will be right back after we take a very short break.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline.
Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flat Line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to the Red Skelton Show on When Radio Was.
When a girl thinks her best boyfriend is going to propose, she tries to be at her best. But it's pretty hard to do when there's a little relative around the house. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean widow care. Momsy's chopped and Popsy's chopped, and widow kids get spinach. A kiddly candy, too. If I could have a good one.
Junior, where have you been?
I've been up there making a bed.
Say, Junior, you didn't wake your Aunt Myrtis, did you?
No, boy, she's going to be surprised when she wake up and find there's no bed under it, huh?
Oh, Junior, you like to kid me, don't you?
You just keep laughing, I know.
Junior, I owe you a whipping.
Well, suppose you pay it with the other bills at the end of the month, huh? Hey, was that all she's going to do is sleep up there?
Well, no, Junior, she's just taking a beauty nap.
A beauty nap?
Mm-hmm. Sleep makes a woman more beautiful.
Boy, she's sure been staying up lately, ain't she? Hey, what you cleaning up the living room for?
Oh, a nice man's coming to see your Aunt Myrtis, a soldier that she's been riding to.
Really?
And, Junior, let me warn you.
Yeah?
When this young man arrives, I don't want you to do any panhandling now.
Well, you don't mind if I just walk through jingling me piggy bank, does you?
You do, and I'm going to spank you when you can't sit down.
You does. You won't be able to shake hands for a week. I pretty love it, kiddo. Boy, what a family. Pop shows me how to get money the easy way, and you put your ceiling on it, boy.
Oh, now, look, try to be good, huh?
I'll be good if you buy me a widow dog.
Well, maybe. Yeah. What kind of a dog do you want?
A widow black and white one, you know. Now, when he gets black all over, I know he's dirty.
No, no. I mean, what breed of dog?
Oh, you mean his nationality? A mama dog, a mama dog.
Well, you can't have one. They always have fleas.
The kind I want has puppies.
Honestly, Times, I'm sorry I kept your incubator warm. It looks a little better in here.
Yes, it does. Oh, look, Aunt Myrtis is up. There's Aunt Myrtis. Boy, that nap didn't do her much good at that beauty nap.
Junior, don't say things like
that. Well, I was just talking to myself. Can I help it if me widow mouth was open?
Vacuum sweeper wake you up, Myrtis.
Oh, no. Goodness, I must have slept like a log.
Oh, you snored like they was cutting it in widow pieces. Oh, somebody at the door. Somebody at the door.
Oh, I hope it isn't Bill. I haven't any makeup on.
Well, start applying the camouflage, boy. Letting a guy see you before you marry him is just like shooting a ball after the machine's been tilted, you know.
Come on, Myrtis, and I'll help you with your hair.
Yeah, you'll find it in the chair by the window. I put it there when I got through dusting with it.
Junior, and remember, no panhandling.
Trusting old soul, ain't you? Well, welcome to the booby trap for bachelors.
Hello, Myrtis home?
You mean old G.I. Trixie? Yeah. He's upstairs baiting a hook for you. Oh, won't you come in? Come in. Can I carry your hat and your wallet? I mean, do you like me, Aunt Myrtis?
Oh, I think Myrtis is a beautiful girl.
You've been on that desert a long time, ain't you, Bobby?
You're a pretty smart little fella.
Fact, I can smell.
Really?
Smell.
Yeah. Well, tell me. Tell me, how do you spell kittens?
Kitten. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. You better tell me. C-A-T, cat.
Oh, but you spell cat. I asked for kittens.
Well, I come into that. You can't have kittens without having a cat, you know. You know, I like you better than the other guys who come see me at Myrtis.
Does she have a lot of fellas calling on her?
Not a lot of them, but they always keep coming back, you know.
They do?
Yeah, they don't believe it the first time. And one of the guys is pretty nice, though.
Is that right?
Yeah, he used to give me a dime. Every time he come over, a dime he gave me, a big dime. You notice me, pocket is open, you know. Oh, here comes Mummy. I keep in mind what we was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Bill, Myrtis will be right down.
This is my mummy. Ain't she pretty?
Oh, Junior.
Yeah, she is very pretty.
Yeah, she take after me, you know.
Now, how could I take after you?
I don't know, but you do that with a big shillelagh most of the time.
You know, I'm so crazy to see Myrtis.
You must be nuts. No. Well,
here comes your pin-up girl. Now's your chance to leave before she pins you down.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, how are you, darling?
Well, go on, give her the kiss. Go on, make with a goober. Make with a goober.
Junior, come with me.
No, no, I want to stay here and watch her hook him into marrying her.
Junior, if you keep acting that way, you'll grow up to be like your father.
Oh, no, not that, not that. I'll have to learn the stagger system. I go play in the other room.
Now, that's a sweet little boy, and I'll go make the sandwich.
Darling, you haven't kissed me yet.
Oh, I couldn't very well in front of Junior.
Oh, darling.
Oh, pardon me. Did I leave my piggy bank in here? Oh, there it is. There it is. Not very heavy. I guess you forgot our conversation, darling.
Why, Junior, now you know what your mother said about asking for money.
Yes?
Now I'm going to tell her.
Oh, no, no. Please don't tell Mommy. Please, please. I like you folks. I get lonesome. I don't really want the money. Please.
Pretty dramatic, eh, folks?
Please, please, don't.
You know, I bet with this kind of acting, old Betty Davis is just shaking in her boots.
Junior, come here to me.
Now, Mommy, who's bigger than me? Who's bigger?
Junior, now you go to the nursery.
No, no, I will hold my breath and count to 100.
All right, but don't cheat and count by twos. Now get up off the floor.
No, 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 no.
Bill, carry him upstairs.
No, no.
Come on, Junior.
Come on. Carry him. Not drag me, Bob. Not drag me.
Bill, put him over on the couch there. Now you stay up here and play. I guess I'd better lock the door of the nursery.
Just call me Humphrey Bogart. Night owl type of a husband like Willie Lump Lump, who never goes home because when he does, nobody wants to sing.
I'll bet that good humor man ain't now.
Let me in. I don't want to sleep in a doghouse again. The dog don't like it.
Hey, what's all the noise around here? Good heavens, did you wreck your car?
Oh, no, I always park it upon telephone pole. It's safer up there.
Is this your house?
No, I only pay the bill if my wife lives here.
Why don't you go in?
Because my wife always kisses me when I come home.
What's wrong with that?
Well, she does it in sort of a remote control way, you know. She catches a ball bat and lets me have it, you know.
You're not afraid of a little woman, are you?
No, I'm afraid of that big ball bat she carries, though.
Why don't you show her who's boss?
She knows.
Oh, don't be a coward. Come here, I'll try the door for you.
No, don't do you no good. The door is locked.
Yeah, ring the bell.
I just ring it.
Yeah, ring it again.
Nuts to him. Let him wait.
Well, I try and sneak in and not disturb her, and then she won't know what time we got in.
Hey, don't you think I'll wake her up and show her these flowers?
Oh, they're all wilted.
Yeah, that's my fault, too. They were beautiful 10 minutes ago, but I wanted to smell them, and I accidentally exhaled instead of inhaled. Nope, I found the key.
Shall I help you?
No, just hold the keyhole still for me. You know, I got to get to bed and get some sleep. I got to get up in 20 minutes. Gotta help my wife. She's gotta get to work, you know. Good night. Now I'll sneak into bed. I'll take my shoes off. No wonder I couldn't find my Wilkie button. It's in my shoe all the time. That's better. Hello?
Does your cigarette taste different lately?
Call me back later. My wife don't know I smoke, you know. Now, I'll sneak in real quiet here. No! Fine place to leave a chair in the dining room.
Hey, Willie, is that you?
Yeah, I can't tell. It's awful dark in here.
Willie, that is you.
Yeah, she knows it's me. What are you doing coming home? A fine time come home at this hour of the night, isn't it?
What? I'm fixing breakfast. Here, it's on the table. Hurry.
Oh, I'm coming.
Good morning.
Are you trying to start an argument? Hey, where's the morning paper? Did it come?
Yes, and the news is a little disappointing.
Don't tell me Flat Top got away from Dick Tracy again. Yeah, I'll have some. You know. I hope this coffee's better than the stuff you've been making, boy. It tastes like an old rubber boot, you know. Why don't you try making it out of tea, huh?
You can't make coffee out of tea.
You can't make it out of coffee either.
Say, listen, this coffee is rich, full-bodied, and vacuum-packed.
Sounds like she got a new sponsor, doesn't it? Just pour me a saucer full, will you? Now, that's good coffee. Just a little chewy, but it's the way I like it.
Is the toast too well done?
No, it's just like I like it, you know. A little crunchy. You know, your cooking's awful. You know that, don't you?
Willie, I've tried to improve my cooking. I know the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
I know that, too. Put that knife down when you talk like that.
Remember, we'll all be back with you again next Tuesday at the same time. Meanwhile, listen to Beat the Band tomorrow night over most of these same stations. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. I'll see you folks in Dallas and in Oklahoma City and Tulsa this week. Bye.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
From January 18th, 1944, I'm Greg Bell, and at the beginning of that episode, I mentioned the Hooper ratings. Named for founder Claude E. Hooper, it was a company that measured radio and early television ratings. In 1950, the Hooper Company, though, was bought out by competitor A.C. Nielsen. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, the comedies continue as we'll visit with the couple next door, right after this.
MusicRewind.com can help expand your music collection. Choose classic CD instrumental compilations, such as Moon River Great Instrumental Hits, Harmonica Blues, A Summer Place, the Best 100 Classical Hits Album, Ace of Spades Guitar Instrumentals, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com to find all your favorite music, plus get 20% off. Buy as much as you want and save 20% on your entire order with promo code SAVE20. There's jazz, rock, orchestral, classical, easy listening, blues, and even polka at MusicRewind.com today. Remember promo code SAVE20. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The global elites are waging a war on our financial freedom. They want to control our future through digital currencies and a cashless society. By eliminating cash, they can track every transaction, impose negative interest rates, and even freeze accounts at will. But patriots are fighting back by investing in physical gold. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon here. I believe gold is the answer. It safeguards your wealth better than any other asset. And even better, with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, you can move your retirement savings into tangible, real gold without paying taxes or penalties. Rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into physical gold could be the smartest financial move you ever make. To learn more, get your free info kit from Birch Gold by texting PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898. Take a stand for your financial future. Text PREPARE to 989898 right now to receive your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group.
Swing and sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a four-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more. Get 100 doo-wop hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing four-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP33. Act now. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Welcome back. It's time now for a quarter-hour comedy series that aired in the closing years of the Golden Age of Radio. This episode is from February 26th, 1958.
The Couple Next Door.
written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear?
Yeah?
I'm going to wash clothes tomorrow. Where are your shirts?
I don't know. They must be up there.
Well, I'd like to know where.
In the closet, I suppose.
Why don't you throw things in the laundry hamper when they're dirty?
I don't know.
You don't know where they are?
No, I don't know why I don't throw things in the laundry hamper when they're dirty.
Oh, honestly. Sounds like somebody at the front door, dear. Where in the world did he put his shirts? Oh, you're right. They're in the closet. Honestly, dear, I love the way you don't hang anything else up. But here are all your dirty shirts hanging meticulously on hangers.
Oh, geez, honestly.
Who is it, dear?
Fred Kendall.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Never mind. He didn't come in.
Oh. What did he want? Guess I have all the laundry together.
Well, come on down. He brought over a package.
Why would Fred bring us a present?
Not a present. The express man took it over there when you weren't home today. Eleanor signed for it.
Oh, what is it? Who is it for? Oh, it's enormous.
Yeah, it's addressed to us, but I can't make out the return address. Can you look? It's written in ink. Must have gotten rained on today. It's all blurred.
Well, probably a card inside. Oh, what fun. I love to get presents when it isn't Christmas or anything. Open it up while I take these clothes to the basement.
Hey, I can't imagine what the heck this is. Look, it's so big. Honey, my golly, come here, will you?
What
come
is it?
Here.
Did you get it unwrapped?
Yeah,
did
come
you,
here.
What is it?
Oh, boy, somebody's playing a joke on us. That's all I can say. Look at that thing.
A portrait, for heaven's sakes. Who is he?
You got me. My gosh, what a monstrosity. Isn't that awful?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I bet that's my great-great-grandfather.
No kidding. Really?
Well,
he was certainly sour on life. Look at that face.
It's a painting.
Yes, dear, I know it's a painting.
Well, Mother must have sent it to her. I remember now. She said she had the picture. She said your great-great-grandfather's in the attic, and I'm going to send him to you.
Yeah, well, we'll put him right up in our attic.
Put that picture down. Now, put it down. Why, it's worth something. It's valuable.
Oh, darling, now, come on.
It is an heirloom.
It's a monstrosity.
You're speaking of my great-great-grandfather.
Well, dear, what plans do you have for your great-great-grandfather?
I don't know, but I'm certainly not going to put him up in the attic.
Well, you're not going to hang this thing up.
Well, gee, it is big. It must be 3 feet by 2, wouldn't you say?
Darling, I could say a lot more. Well, look, this isn't even a good painting. It's amateurish. I may not know much about art, but even I can see that this isn't worth a plug nickel, for heaven's sakes. Look at that face.
Think I look like him?
Well, if you did, I wouldn't have married you.
You are being very impolite about my ancestors. You've got some funny-looking people in your family, too, you know.
Who?
Well, you, for example.
Oh. All right. Is that so?
How about hanging him in the dining room?
You want to spoil my appetite?
Oh, honey.
No, look, honey, you can't be serious, honey. You don't really want to hang this thing up.
Well, I must confess there really isn't any place in this house, but I think we should keep it in mind when we build our new one. You know, that's one reason why I'd like the place colonial type, dear, rather than a modern style. It's so much more interesting to look for early American things. Why, we could plan everything around this picture. It would be one real antique that we had, you know?
Plan everything around this picture?
Well, it must have been painted around 1775 or something.
How could it be your great-great-grandfather?
Well, I don't know how many greats it is, dear.
Now, look here. And just because something's old doesn't necessarily make it attractive. And honestly, now, honey, if you weren't related to this guy, would you really like this portrait?
I guess not, but that isn't the point. After all, I should be proud of him. He was Samuel Huntington's best friend.
Who was Samuel Huntington?
Who was Samuel Huntington? You mean you don't know who Samuel Huntington was?
Well, I've heard of him, I guess. No, I don't know who Samuel Huntington was. Who was he?
Why, he was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, for Pete's sake. The way you said it, I thought he was a president or something.
Oh, president.
Well, at least
I
thought somebody terribly important.
You don't think it was important to have signed the Declaration of Independence?
Well, yes, of course. I just meant, I mean, well, I certainly don't know everybody who signed it.
Why, didn't you have that in school?
Well, yes, but I don't remember them. Neither do you. Just because you remember one man...
Hancock, Button Gwinnett, Lyman Hall, George Walton, William Hooper, Joseph Hughes, John Penn, Edward Rutledge, Arthur Middleton, Thomas Hayward Jr., Thomas Lynch Jr., Samuel Chase, Charles Carroll of Carroll...
All right, whoa, my
Benjamin
golly.
Well, what are you laughing at? They're right, I know them all.
No, that's not what I'm laughing at. I just learned something new about you I never knew before. All these years we've been married, and I never knew you could rattle off the signers of the Declaration of Independence.
Well, we learned them. I never forgot them. Isn't there something you memorized diligently in school that you never forgot, and something that you never need to know now, too?
Yes. Kings of England, starting with William the Conqueror. Listen, William the First, William the Second, Henry the First, Stephen of the Summons, Henry the Second, Richard the First, Henry the Third, Edward the First, Edward the Second, Edward the Third, Richard Second, Henry Fourth, Henry Fifth, Edward Fourth, Edward Fifth, Richard the Third.
All right. Very good. Very good.
I did something, too.
Really Yeah, even so, I hate not doing something with this painting. You know, after all, he's sort of historic.
Look, darling, this fellow only knew somebody who signed the Declaration of Independence. He wasn't one of the signers.
Yes, I suppose, but it's kind of nice to have it hanging up, and when people say, oh, who is that? You can say, oh, an ancestor of mine back in Revolutionary days.
Let's not be a little snobbish, huh?
Well, I don't think that's snobbish.
Well, I do, and you know how silly we think people are who put their coats of arms on their stationery and their matches and all that, you know, the way Carol does.
All right, put him in the attic. Oh, you get it, will you, dear? I'll pick up all these wrappings.
Yeah. We'll have more from the couple next door right after this.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to The Couple Next Door on When Radio Was.
Oh, who is that? You can say, oh, an ancestor of mine back in Revolutionary days.
Let's not be a little snobbish, huh?
Well, I don't think that's snobbish.
Well, I do, and you know how silly we think people are who put their coats of arms on their stationery and their matches and all that, you know, the way Carol does.
All right, put him in the attic. Oh, you get it, will you, dear? I'll pick up all these wrappings.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Fred.
Hello, Fred. Come on in.
Hi. Say,
come on in. It's cold.
Look, when I brought that package over, I forgot. Holy smoke, who is that?
That is my wife's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather or something. That's what was in the package. That's who was in the package. Great old boy, huh?
Golly, doesn't look as though he had much fun out of life, does he?
And I want you to know that he knew somebody who signed the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, no kidding.
You think he ever met George Washington, dear?
Well, maybe George Washington even slept in his house.
Oh, you're both just terribly funny. Just jealous, that's all. Terribly jealous.
Jealous? Listen, I'm 100th part Indian, which means that my folks were here even longer before yours were.
Oh, that's so.
Look, here's a registered letter that came for you, too. Forgot to bring it over. Ellen aside for this, too.
Oh, really, Jay? I was only gone about an hour today. Thanks a lot,
Fred. Oh, it's okay. Look, I've got to get back. Ellen wants to go to a movie.
Well, thanks, right? Fred. Gee, I'm sorry to bother you. If you'd call, I'd have come over.
Oh, no trouble at all. Glad to do it. Night.
Night. Good night, Fred. And dear.
Oh, yeah, good night, Fred.
Well, I'll get this thing up to the attic before Betsy sees it in the morning and it frightens her.
Oh, now, wait a minute. He isn't my ancestor at all. He's yours.
What?
This letter's from your Aunt Effie. Says she sent the picture. Pretty funny, dear.
Hey, wait. Let me have that. Give me.
Well, I'm very glad. Frankly, I was a little worried. I thought, oh, dear, my family will be so upset if I don't hang the picture up. Well, now I don't have to worry about that.
Hey, for the love of Mike.
What?
Well, did you read this?
Well, no, you grabbed it out of my hand.
This guy came over on the Mayflower.
Oh, well, that's probably why he looks like that. Probably seasick when it was painted.
All right. Now.
But why are you so excited now?
The Mayflower? My gosh. Guy, now, wonderful.
You didn't seem to think it was so wonderful, dear, when
well,
it was...
Well, now, look here. Wait a minute. The Mayflower was 1620, wasn't it? Well, that's 150 years before the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, you mean the painting is important now, huh?
Well, I certainly think it has more historic value. Well, I'll be doggone, Mayflower.
Well, it seems funny. This is the first you've heard of it, dear.
It's not the first I've heard of it. I mean, the family's always talked about the famous Mayflower letter that we have, and Aunt Effie says she's enclosing it here. So, you know, she is pretty cute. You know how anxious she is that we build our new house in colonial style?
Well, I am, too. You're the one who's been holding out for something more modern.
She said she talked it over with my great Aunt Bertha, who had the picture and the famous letter, and they all decided that we could have it.
Well, that means we have to hang it up.
Yeah, certainly.
Boy, I love your complete change of attitude now that it's your family. That doesn't make the picture any more attractive,
well,
dear, you know.
Well, it explains it. I mean, painted in 1620, the artist probably never went to art school, or, I mean, this painting is no doubt an authentic primitive.
Where's the famous letter she's enclosed?
Oh, it's a letter booking passage on the Mayflower. Look, she's got that in a separate envelope. Here, you can open it. In the meantime, I'll look for a picture hook that's strong enough to hold this.
You going to hang the picture up now?
Oh, yes.
You talk about me being just a little bit snobbish.
Look, I don't care about that part of it at all.
Oh,
I'm looking at this from a purely artistic standpoint.
I see.
Honey, this is a museum piece. Hey, I got an idea. You know what we can do in our new house, honey? We can have a glass-top coffee table, and underneath, so you can read through the glass, we can have the famous Mayflower letter, huh? Well, what do you think?
Well, dear, if you're willing to build our house colonial style, I'll agree to most anything. Go on, find a picture hook. I want to read this famous letter.
I guess that'll do it. Now, can you hand me up the painting? Careful now, it's awful heavy, honey. Just lift it up. I'll get it when you're...
There. You got it?
I got it. How's that?
Yeah. It's crooked. More to the right.
Yeah.
Too much. More to the left. Mm-hmm. No. Just a little bit too much that way there.
Which way?
That way.
Yeah.
There. No, the other way, dear.
No,
there.
Well,
you
said...
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah? How's it look?
Fine.
Well, I must admit, it's not much to look at. But it is authentic. Can you imagine that, honey? That guy coming over on the Mayflower?
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't think you finished reading all of Aunt Effie's letter.
Huh? You know, that picture's not straight yet.
I hate to disillusion you, but he didn't come over on the Mayflower.
He didn't.
What are you talking about? Says so right there.
She says this is the ancestor who wanted to bring his family over on the Mayflower.
Yeah, that's right.
You didn't read the next page. He didn't bring them on the Mayflower.
What are you talking about? His name was Jonathan Fuller. He's always been referred to in the family as the Mayflower Man.
What else did they say about him?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember. I never paid much attention to that stuff. I don't think it's important who your ancestors were, but, well, I've certainly heard them talking at family reunions and stuff about...
You probably didn't listen carefully, dear. You never do.
He booked passage on the Mayflower.
That's right, and here's the letter. It's addressed to the captain of the Mayflower, apparently. Be pleased to consider the petition of this humble servant for passage on the sailing vessel Mayflower for wife Sarah, two children, and self. Necessary charges to be willingly satisfied in full. Signed, your obedient and humble...
Well, all right, there it is, right there. What more do you want?
Well, he didn't come on the Mayflower. Your Aunt Effie says so right here, dear. You didn't read it. She says they don't know if he ever came to America. Your grandfather brought the picture and the letter when he came over from England to see the Chicago World's Fair in 1893.
1893?
That's what your Aunt Effie says here. Read it.
Well, at any rate, the picture was certainly painted a long time ago.
Yes, dear, but he did not come over on the Mayflower. Fact is, I can't see why your family even had the letter if he mailed it to the captain of the Mayflower.
Yeah, well, it's certainly darn funny.
Oh, of course. I'll bet it runs in the family.
Huh? What?
Not mailing letters. Don't you see what happened? They decided to go to America. They wrote the letter, and then his wife, Sarah, said, now, don't forget to mail it. And he just put the letter in his pocket and forgot about it.
Oh, nonsense. Now, don't be so silly. How could you forget anything as important as that?
You forgot to mail the letter making our boat reservations that time we were going to Honolulu. And as a result, we never went.
All right,
never
all right.
Went.
Now, don't bring that up again.
I'll bet that's what happened to your ancestors, dear. I bet his wife, Sarah, was so mad at him, she just kept the letter afterwards, just to remind him. That's why your family still has it.
All right.
Honey, that is what I call really missing the boat.
Okay, very funny, very funny.
I think so, dear.
What is it that makes you laugh? Well, it's more than just the things a man says. Take Robert Q. Lewis, for instance. It's that dry, quizzical way he says what he says that makes you enjoy his words and brings laughter. Then there are Amos and Andy. They've been mangling the English language for years. Yet each evening, there's new unexpected mayhem that comes as a delightful surprise. Then Rusty Draper. Listening to him talk or sing is like joining in on a fine front porch get-together. Monday through Friday, Robert Q., Amos and Andy, and Rusty Draper, all set to entertain you. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Charles Mandick as Fred and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Peter Thomas inviting you to listen in again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.
From February 26, 1958... I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had a 1944 episode of The Red Skelton Show, and I talked a little bit about his motion picture work. So here's my question. Name the 1953 film in which Skelton played Dodo Delwyn, a former Ziegfeld Follies star who's been relegated to performing in burlesque and amusement parks due to his alcoholism. I'll provide the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more. Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. And this offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia?
A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a 1953 Red Skelton dramatic motion picture in which he played a former stage star damaged by alcoholism. Featuring one of his most powerful performances, the name of the movie is The Clown. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it. But hey, do me a favor and visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.